Shoes.
Recorded live.
Hi, Bella. Hey, Bella.
I'm here.
Is your sister still there?
You know what? She's not, because I just left her house. Well, my dad's house, where she was, yeah.
Oh, okay. Too bad.
I know, because she was really wanting to talk about...
Yeah, I fell asleep at a weird time. I guess I need to sleep, so... Sometimes my body overrides my common sense. Which means that it's smarter than me. I'm not such a smart guy after all.
I don't listen to my body enough.
Yeah.
I'm so stressed out, Dave. I can't even tell you. I'm stressed because...
After all, you're kidding me.
There's so much going on.
Oh, I know.
That I've been decoding. It's just like a flood.
Crazy, man.
I mean, I've been decoding stuff, and it's a flood, man. Flood. What's that? You know, and right now I just had a huge, we just had a huge barbecue family thing. And I just said, F it, I'm getting drunk, I'm going to sing songs and do crazy stuff because I'm so stressed out. So I'm not going to be really good about taking news stories apart right now and all that stuff and decoding it because it's all running together. I wrote it all down, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But now it's just all a big blur at the moment because I'm drunk pretty much, so.
Yeah.
So I'm sick of it. I get tired. I'm tired of crap. Like, I'm sitting outside right now, and there's like three flashing deals going over my house, like always. Get home, and there's like all this crap in the sky, and it's just... Non-stop, it's, you know.
Yeah, it's a very strange world we live in, that's for sure.
Dave, it is. It is.
Very strange.
So tonight, I'm tired, man. I'm so tired. And then tomorrow, I'll just start over again. Like I'm not even tired. I'll just get lit up again and start over.
Yeah. Yeah, I only get depressed like one day in a row. I got too much stuff going in my head.
I'm not even depressed. I'm not depressed. I'm energy galore. If I ran out of energy, that's weird. Because I never do. But then I just went to this barbecue and just lost my marbles and just laughed and sang and went crazy and did all this stuff. You know? And then tomorrow I'll just start over. You know.
You talk to me too long, you'll be exhausted. Like last time.
Yeah, there's so much going on in the news.
Yeah, there's stuff going up in the background, going on in the background. They're ramping things up with black magic. It's affecting people. We're talking about it.
So today, this was another thing today, this morning. I found out that Sandy Hook, you know, they put up a new school.
Mm-hmm.
So my friend Christopher did a video on it. You know, he consults me a lot on code and stuff and esoteric stuff. But he kind of missed all the major points. And that school is built like a satanic witch house. It's the craziest freaking thing you've ever seen.
Hmm.
It's made into, in the front, it looks like a wave. And then they have like pyramids over the top of it. So much is going on. I'll read you if you want me to read you what I wrote to his video, what I thought about Sandy Hook, his new
mm-hmm.
building.
Yeah, you can
do
that.
So I go, some things here I took note of. The front of the building is a waveform. That represents mastering the fabric of time. On top of the waves are pyramids. The number 13 is Satan's mastery over time and space. 7 is always the end of a cycle. Often seen as 21 or 777. The 69 is a sodomite vortex gateway. The rainbow represents going over the rainbow during sodomite MK Ultra mind control torture in the 69 arch over the pillars. This vortex is where demons come through. 69 also represents the three-strand crystal DNA, 23 times 3, 69. We have 23 chromosomes for each parent, right? So the mark, and that's the mark of the beast. This will be a result of mixing the blue blood of the fallen with the red blood of the Adamite. Sandy is like the word sand. Sand is time. Sandy is also another name for Alexander, as in Alexander the Great, who is also shown as Apollyon of Revelation, the Antichrist. Book is related to the God's hand. 2:11 adds up to 4, 4 cycles. Four cycles of the season, the four ages, iron, silver, gold, bronze, the four stages of life, children, teen, adult, and old age. The Microsoft logo shows with the four colors of the fabric of time. There is more there, but some of the things I wanted to mention. These people are Satanists. They have a code. Something did happen to these kids, just not how they said it happened. The fake-ologists just do not understand the esoteric elements of these things. School bell represents the bell of Saturn, the beginning and end of cycles. Children are sacrificed to the time god, and you better believe that. I wish people understood these things. This is why I'm doing radio shows and making a web page. It's all about them becoming their own immortal god and mastering time. Sodomizing God as they see it, taking his power. Storming the gates of heaven, taking his throne. Satan wants to be God. So that was just a comment I made on someone's video.
Wow.
On YouTube.
Can't believe you get motivated to type that much.
I do it all day. All day.
To people who don't necessarily agree with you. You're trying to convince them of things.
Well, you know what? I got a huge backlash on that because I'm right. My phone lit up all day of this woman, like, telling me, you people, you just figured this out. I know what this is. I'm thinking, you know what? You don't know crap. No, most people don't understand this deep of the code. They don't. I can't find it on the internet. I figured this out over 4 years of study. You know, like, they act like we just woke up yesterday. And this woman was like attacking me. And I think she may just be, you know, part of their group or something and trying to shut me down and shut me up. Yeah. You can't shut Bella up. Ain't going to happen. She's like, you don't know who you're talking to. I'm a tough bitch. I'm like, you don't know who you're talking to. You know?
Maybe she has a little demon. She doesn't have to be an agent.
Well,
she might be an agent.
Yeah, I think so. The way she was talking to me. And they don't like that they're being, you know, exposed for what they do. And that's a lot of knowledge right there, packed full of knowledge right there. And you don't learn that overnight. You know.
Hey, do you get your posts erased on YouTube?
No.
Oh, okay. Johnny does.
Usually people don't even mess with me because they know I'll come back with more information and more information and more information to expose them.
Uh-huh.
So, and that's just one example of what I do all day long with these people. I don't stop, you know. And I do get worn out, you know. I just get worn out.
It's part of being human.
Yeah. You know, and this whole thing, this whole... You can ask me about stuff that I put... Like, I've texted you a bunch of stuff about the balloon falling and the, you know, all that stuff. It's just so coded.
Do you think there's some kind of meaning that they're communicating with the balloon?
What do you mean?
I don't know. It symbolically represents something, but I can't figure it out myself.
Okay. So the guy falls out of the balloon, right? There's
the
a picture of him.
In Texas? I didn't know this. I didn't see this yet.
His helmet says, heaven sent. Okay. It's in the shape of Zion. It's a Z, because I know how they code Zion. His helmet is shaped in Zion. It's green, which is Osiris.
Well, I didn't know that. So.
and behind the picture is a seal of Saturn.
Oh, you sent me that, but I didn't realize that had to do with the balloon. I saw that, and I was trying to figure it out.
What they're trying to tell us, you know how Hillary Clinton said that she announced that they cracked the glass ceiling? And if you understand that the glass ceiling is the dome made out of glass in the Bible, they're telling you they cracked it, right? So the next day, or that same day, there's this huge fireball in the sky that everyone's raving about, right? Mm-hmm. And I looked at it, and it was waving like it looked like a sperm with a sperm head with a tail moving.
Uh-huh.
That's not a rocket. They try to say it's a rocket from China, and the weird thing is China represents a dragon, doesn't it? So you got this thing moving through the sky that looks like a dragon. You know, after they said they cracked the glass ceiling.
Huh.
And then, so then the next day we have this guy falling out of the sky, which is the fallen. And in fact, his helmet says Evan Sent, with a Zion-looking helmet.
Are you saying did these two events happen 2 days in a row?
It happened on the same day. Pretty much.
It
was 2 days over
that.
A day. And so you got the seal of Solomon behind him. If I could show pictures, people would get it, you know. But so it's all crazy. I mean, what's going on? Dave.
Yeah. You there?
Yeah.
We have tech problems.
Yeah. Of course you do. And I'm outside, and I'm sorry, my puppy's barking.
Okay. You're live and on the air, even if you don't realize it.
Well, I figure that, Dave, when I call you, I'm going to be on the air.
We need to have a private conversation, by the way, like really bad.
Yeah, I know. I mean, right now.
We don't have to do it right now. I got to communicate some things. I have to do it with everybody, you know. Do you actually believe in a higher self?
Well, what do you mean, higher self?
I thought either you said you did or somebody said you did.
Johnny does.
Yeah, okay. It sounds like you don't, because you'd immediately say yes if you did.
Well, I believe that we all have an angel that represents us. That,
yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you want to say higher self in that sense, yeah.
Well, it may not be the same thing, I believe, but I believe that your higher self is an angel. But I believe that at the resurrection, you're basically blended together with them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why Jesus said that at the resurrection, you will be equal with the angels.
Mm-hmm.
I brought that up before.
Right.
So, anyway.
Well,
an old view of the resurrection you don't hear anymore. They call it Gnosticism now. They phased it out. They don't want people to know that. My opinion. Go ahead.
The thing that I really want people to understand is there is a code that they go by, and it's colors and numbers, and it has to do with the atomic world. You have to understand some physics, you have to understand some esoteric, you got to understand these things, or you're just clanging gong, you know, YouTubers that are just fakeologists. This is why is it fake? Why are these things happening and they're fake? Do you know why? Nope, you don't. Because you don't understand their esoteric code.
Yeah, the fakeologists, they don't understand anything really esoteric.
No, they don't. They don't.
Or ritualistic. No. They don't pay attention to that.
And,
that has to do with religion, I guess. So, I don't like religion. So
well,
just ignore
because,
it all.
But Dave, the Masons have taken over the churches for eons. They control the information. You're not going to get the information that you need from a church. I literally have to watch movies, videos, music videos, over and over, tons of them, to figure out their code and study history and study the Phoenicians and study all this stuff. It takes dedication. You can't just go on YouTube and just make a video every day. It's almost like it's ego-driven, you know?
It is ego-driven.
You know, every day.
Yeah.
And
they
talk crap that it has nothing to do with anything. Okay,
they have something to bring to the table or not. It's just, it's time to speak. I got to push the button. Here we go. I got to produce something. It's okay. I have a following. They don't have much discernment. I think I'm the greatest YouTuber ever anyway, so I'm just going to push a button here and talk.
Yeah, I'm
everyone
I'm
will lo- everyone will love me.
Right.
Okay. Well.
So all week, I mean, I've been decoding stories all week. It is amazing what's going on. Satan falling and cracking the dome, and it's getting crazy.
Yeah.
You know? If you don't know their code and you don't know what they believe and what they're doing, you'll never get it.
Well,
that's
how many people are even looking for codes? You see, that's the problem. They're not even looking. So
no.
Not going to see anything.
You can see the same elements happening over and over and over and over and over.
Yeah, the patterns, yeah.
And no one sees the pattern. And you learn from patterns. You're not going to go on Google and figure out what they do. You're going to have to do the work. You're going to have to figure it out yourself, like I do. And they do give themselves away a lot, because you can go into the witches' codes and different things and find out certain symbols they use and stuff like that, but it gets so much deeper than that. Because really at the very top, the ones that are using code at the very top, it's something that you have to figure out yourself. You're not going to find it in the book or, you know, someone. Unless you go to, I'm making a webpage.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you.
I have slideshows.
Is that a website or is that a blog?
It's a website.
Okay, I kind of figured, because blogs are fairly easy to set up.
Nope.
Not too hard. Anyway.
I'm making a website and I have massive. I have 1,000 memes that I have collected and made and collected, proving over and over and over the code, over and over and over the code. And I'm using their images, their commercials that they use on TV, all of it. And I can prove, you know, that there's a conspiracy out there. And we get called conspiracy theorists. No, we're conspiracy realists, because we know. You know, and I've shown people that cannot conceive of this idea, and I've showed them my slideshows, and they're like, "What? What?" They can see it. Once you put a few pictures in a row of the same thing, they're like, "What?" So that's. I think my website will be more powerful than talk, you know, or writing or anything. The pictures prove, you know, the images and everything.
Yeah, you need some visuals.
Yeah. And you wouldn't believe the sick sodomy imagery. It's that people just gloss over and never see it. You know.
Mhm.
And that's the biggest part is the sodomy. It is amazing. The codes and the pictures that they put together, it's, and they're brilliant at it.
Yes, yeah. They're very good.
Yeah. And when I tell you I have 1,000 memes, that's to go through and organize, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's mind-boggling. And I have to organize them all in different subjects, you know, like Saturn and then their god Saturn and time, that they worship time, and the god of time. And then you have the whole Sodomite thing, and you have the whole Vatican thing, and you have... So I'm trying to organize all this stuff in like, different subjects. You know? So it's time-consuming.
There's something I need to tell you.
All right.
I'm different than everybody else.
Yeah, God, we know that, Dave. We know.
Yeah, God is
very different.
God has sent, He sent gifted people to me. I talk about that on the show, okay?
Uh-huh.
And so I've had this project in the background where we try to get revelation on things. And the reason we try is because we're getting answers.
Right.
And I'm not assuming that other people can't get answers. They're just not trying.
Right.
So people are actually hearing a voice, inner voice, different people.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I do, I run checks on these things because I think they're so esoteric that I get kind of lazy interpreting them because I've been wrong so many times.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just go with the revelation.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's kind of unfortunate for most people, but I think it's a superior intelligence.
Yeah.
And over time, I've noticed that the truth kind of rises to the surface. And I think these things are proven right over time. And
well,
so I have an app about the balloon, but the revelation comes from other people. It doesn't come from me. So that's what I do. I mean, that makes me unusual.
Well,
I just ask, what's going
yeah.
on with this? And we get answers, you know. So
another big thing that I've discovered this week is that I've went through a lot of videos, and I figured out that the bears represent God's angels.
Okay, that's interesting.
And
I've talked about the bear before. It's a play on words because sometimes it means bear, B-A-R-E, like a nudity, but go ahead.
Yeah, the bears are, okay, so Russia, we all know that all these countries are on the same side. We just have to agree on that because we've seen them all dressed up in their Masonic garb hanging out with each other, Putin and Bush and all them guys. Okay, so that's just a fact. So we know they're all on the same side. So they use Russia as representing the bear. But you'll see videos with the bear. And if you look in Zechariah 5, it talks about angels coming through the windows, and they have they have weapons that will destroy somebody, because even their DNA will be destroyed. And so you see these videos, and you see the bears. If I can, the thing I'm bad at when I talk to you is I don't have notes.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, you know, let me go into my text messages to you and see if I can see where I've been. Bears.
Anyway, the bear stuff is deeply esoteric. It means a number of things.
Mm-hmm. What do you think it bears mean?
Well, you know, when I talk about it, you won't be able to relate to it. But anyway, we've zeroed in on a particular geographical location,
mm-hmm.
and it's called Bear Mountain. And this is going to be extremely important in the future.
Mm-hmm.
We've had revelation after revelation. I will only get the same thing over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, it's like the epicenter of what's going to happen in the future.
Right.
And so they're making references to this place. They know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And they even created a movie back in the early 60s. It was a nudie type film.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a horror film. It's a comedy. And it says Bear Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
I got suspicious that they were mocking this place. And all I know is I've asked a couple times if that movie was about this place, and they said, yeah. And there's a reason why they made it a nudity film. I won't go on that right now. There's also a princess that's coming. There's different princesses
mm-hmm.
that people are getting revelation about. And they're putting them in the media over and over again. There's different ones. It's not the same one over and over again. Okay, this is not the Queen of Israel. This other is very important females.
Mm-hmm.
And the bearer actually has to do with her. And this is what the Miley Cyrus thing is about. See, that's the thing. Sometimes they're doing things for an esoteric purpose that's so far out. Unless you have revelation, you're not even going to be close. I'm just mm-hmm. repeating what we've been told. So basically, they were Miley Cyrus was mocking a princess that nobody even believes in. It's completely over everybody's head. I mean,
I want everyone to go watch the video Muse.
Uh-huh.
It's called Uprising. And I want you to look at the bears in that video rising up. Okay. Because they're showing you in that video who the bears are. And also, there's another video.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you? The original Miley Cyrus tweaking escapade.
Right.
She was shoving her butt up in the air, and she had a bear.
But that's just part of my... But the bears, yeah.
Well, it can be more than one thing. It can be layered in the same psyops. I'm not trying to say that's the only thing. I do believe it's layered. And it may have something to do with Russia, too.
All right, well, Imagine Dragon, Radioactive, that song. The bears are doing the same thing in that video, disintegrating people with their weapons, their
That's
eyes.
That's more like Russia to me.
Yeah, but Russia's just it's a metaphor for bears. And so then there was this huge story yesterday about Russia where there was a bear invasion to people. You know, it's a huge bear invasion in people's neighborhoods. On the same day that I was studying the bear stuff.
That's how they do it. Yeah.
You know, and it was like a warning, like a huge warning that the bears are coming.
I think that has to do with Russia, probably.
Yeah, but I think it's God's angels are the bears. That's
okay,
how they represent
okay.
them. God's side, not Satan.
Now, why do you think that's true?
I'm showing you, because if you watch the video by Muse, they show how, they sing about how they're going to kill the fat cats and, you know, all the stuff, and the bears are going to rise.
Uh-huh.
Well, the bears are, and we know that Jesus comes, you know, with fire, and all these videos show them on fire, and fire, using fire to destroy people. So the bears are doing it, and those are the angels, God's angels.
Okay.
So if you look at those two videos that I just told you about, you'll see it. You know?
You sent those to me?
I probably did, but
you
can go watch them.
You did. Okay.
Yeah. So...
I'm going to go into a store here. I've got to hear a couple things.
The thing is that they tell us what they're doing. It's
yeah.
not a secret. It's just if you don't know what to look for, you're not going to know. Right?
Yeah, some of the stuff they do is for the 1% of the 1%.
Yeah.
Not too many other people, unless you're initiated. Asian operative or something.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to have a clue what's going on. Too far out.
Well, I'm giving you 1% of what I know right now. I do this all day long. I can decode stuff. Because I figured out their game. So.
Yeah, it's a game, all right. The joke's on us, I guess.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Uh-huh. They must... I think all this is very funny.
Well, we're not all stupid, you know, out here. So.
Yeah, just most of us. The vast majority.
I mean, people just don't care, you know, even when you teach them, they don't want to hear it.
They don't even care about these events that are going on. They don't even want to know. They don't even want to read an article about it. They just shut it down. They don't want to hear it.
Right.
That story doesn't make you feel good. I'm not going to pay attention to it.
Yeah. I don't I stopped watching TV like 4 years ago.
Oh, it's so boring.
Well, because I realized it was brainwashing my head, you know, and it, I realized that I was like mentally, vulnerable. So I would start decoding stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the news would be so powerful, I'd be going, am I wrong? Am I wrong? No, I'm not wrong. the magic powers of the news and all the stuff they do is so powerful that you even question your own sanity all the time. So I just stopped watching it altogether, you know. And it makes it much easier for me to do what I do because I don't allow myself to be manipulated by that.
It's fun to be manipulated, Bella. Come on now. Just let yourself go. Soothing mind control frequency. It's okay now. You're in good hands. The Illuminati have your best interests in mind. They care deeply about you and yours.
Oh, I know, don't they?
That's what they tell you. Man. Big Brother loves you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
If I can get somebody to see one thing that they've done, one thing to convince them that you're being mind controlled, you know, if I could just do that one thing, I'll put 1,000 things on my webpage if I could just get you to see it, you know, see what they're doing.
The difference between you and me is I can't get motivated to wake these people up, especially in text.
Yeah.
Too far gone.
Yeah, but I don't think it's as hard as you think. I've turned people around, you know.
Well, I've talked about it on the show recently, and this is actually based on revelation. I think that everyone is on mass mind control, and they all have these blockages. And what God does is that he temporarily removes these blockages so they can actually see something, but it doesn't happen very often based on what I've seen.
Right.
I mean, they're, like, really bad. It's way worse than you possibly imagine. They're plugged into what I call the machine.
Mm-hmm. It is, yeah, they
like
are.
Like the Matrix?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're plugged into something. And there's information traveling back and forth. And they're gone. And God can do anything he wants with anybody, okay?
Amazingly, but, I woke my kids up. I can't believe it, but I finally did.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So what does your sister believe? Is she into any of this stuff at all?
Yeah, but she's you know how I study like personality types with the MMB, you know, with the Myers-Briggs personality thing.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So her greatest gift that she has is extroverted sensing. And
is what?
Extroverted sensing. So she sees things like nobody else. Like she sees things in the sky and the trees and she knows the sky is fake. She knows. There's more going on she sees than you've ever talked about.
Okay.
And, you know, she sees this stuff and she's like, why doesn't anybody else see this? Why do I see this?
Did you have to help her do that? Or did she
no.
Just turn around? Oh,
no.
Oh, wow. There you go.
I had no influence on her at all.
Well, so much for the power of suggestion, huh?
Nope. Yep.
Because that's what some people are probably going to believe.
Yeah. I never told her a thing about it. And at first I thought, well, maybe you're crazy. When she started telling me this stuff about 2 or 3 years ago, I was like, yeah, maybe you're a little crazy there, Les. And then I started realizing, wait a minute. You are seeing this stuff, you know. So, and she's not crazy, you know. She can actually see demons in the sky, in the trees, in the moon, and just everywhere, stuff everywhere. How the earth is changing, how trees are actually growing faster. She can actually tell that the trees are growing faster.
One of the things that's going on, I actually haven't said this on the show, there's a veil that between us and these different realms, the spiritual realm, and it's getting thinner.
Well, I think the dome's coming down. Yeah, okay. The dome is coming down. And the veil is thinning. But she notices it because she's very acute. You know?
This is my grandpa, thing, by the way. This is the way it used to be.
Yeah, my grandfather used to call her Eagle Eye because she'd find everything. And if anyone loses anything, she could find it in 2 seconds.
Uh-huh.
She caught that name in her family, Eagle Eye. So she can see this stuff.
That's good.
And the thing is that it's not just a few things that are coded and a few commercials or a few videos. Everything is. Everything. So if you believe me and you believe one thing is coded, you have to believe all of it is. And it is.
I think,
you know,
I call it the machine, biological computer. I think it's doing most of the codes. I don't know how anybody can crank all that stuff out every day.
It is, Dave. I read articles and I'm thinking, who wrote this? Somebody outside of here has to be writing this stuff, because it's every time. The same colors, the same numbers, everything.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again.
Yeah, in case you didn't get it, we're going to remind you again. Nobody gets it anyway.
Yeah. I watch this Burger King commercial because, you know, Burger King represents Jesus and McDonald's is Satan. And they did this commercial about you don't have faith in the price that we put on these hamburgers, and you're gonna get fired for that. Well, that's code for you're gonna get fired by Jesus if you don't have faith. And if you know in the Bible it says how Jesus has a crown on his head on a white horse and comes. Well, they actually code their Burger King commercials to that. Oh, you could prove it all day. Like Satan's the clown, you know, he's always like the Jack in the Box, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
And the Burger King represents the side of Jesus, and they do this. It sounds crazy, but they do.
That's one thing I'm missing out on is all the commercials. I don't watch any live TV, so.
I don't either, but my sister sends me this stuff. She goes, did you see? I got to send you this commercial. So I decoded it for her. No. That's how I know. I don't watch commercials on TV, but.
I actually downloaded a file of the Super Bowl commercials, but I didn't get around to watching it. Those are the best ones, huh?
Yeah. I've gotten to the point after 4 years of paying attention and studying code, I can pretty much take apart anything and show you what the story is behind the story. You know, the message behind the message.
Huh?
The esoteric meaning behind the exoteric meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, and people want to call us crazy because we see these things. But when I get my webpage up, it's going to blow people's minds because I put stuff in order where you can't deny it after that. After you look at it, there's no denying it.
Yeah. I'm just like you. I don't like that technical computer work.
Yeah, it is a pain trying to figure out how to make a web page, but honestly, I just take it day by day, and I figure the Lord, if he wants me to do it, it'll happen. But, you know, I just plug at it every day. And I have all the information. Like, I already have it in my head. I've already got all my means. I've got everything I need. It's just a matter of organizing it and then knowing how to make a web page and doing the code and, you know, figuring all that out. You know, and I really can't get any help on it because what I'm doing is it's so deep and so, you know, intricate. You can't really have anyone do it for you. Put it together, you know. I would like to just take all my stuff and give it to somebody and go, hey, organize this, but there is nobody because what we're doing is kind of an avant-garde thing. Like, we are realizing things that have been going on since the dawn of time, and why we're just now waking up to it, I don't know. But there's some of us that are seeing it, you know, for a reason. It's always been there. Always been there. And mm-hmm. we're just now starting to see
it. You can see it in medieval paintings.
Yes, yes. It, this goes back to the dawn of time. I mean, you know, and I have so much information in my head because you have to understand history. And you have to understand history that's hidden. You have to really go into the Illuminati's own writings, and you have to start picking stuff apart, and you have to know where to find it, you know, and it's just huge. It's a huge study. It's just, there's so many factions to it, you know, so many elements to grab from here and there, and you got to put it together like a puzzle. And it's wearing. It just wears me out. You know. And yet I can't stop doing it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obsessed. I try to tell people about the flag. And I know people may not understand this and get it through their heads. They can't even relate to this. But our flag represents two races, the blue bloods and the blue blood fallen angels and the red-blooded Adamites. The stars in the Bible represent the angels. There's 50 stars in the flag that represent the 50 gates of Bina, which are the 50 gates of Saturn on the Tree of Life, the Kabbalah. So they want to mix the blue and the red and create a new race. And have, you know, their golden age. And this is real stuff. Are you there, Dave? I've lost you, Dave.
I'm here. I'm going through checkout line. I muted myself. Yeah, thank you. There, Bella? Hey, Bella.
Yeah.
I'm here. I just been going through the checkout line.
Oh, I lost it somehow.
I muted myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My phone. Okay. So, back to the flag thing, there's actually two races on they're trying to combine together. And I know maybe you don't agree with that or understand that, but that's what's happening.
Okay, now the reason I'm telling you about this revelation stuff is I ran a check on that. Remember, it's not coming from me. Mm-hmm. I asked questions to Chuck. We got a confirmation that the stars are actually angels.
Yes, they are.
We didn't get that. You know, the stripes, the bloodlines, we didn't get that one. So, see,
that's
the thing, you know.
And I'm not the only one that thinks this, by the way.
Uh-huh.
So there's other people that are doing some really great work that if they've done it. I know a person that's done work on this since 2010.
Now, so are there other people saying that the stripes on the flag are bloodlines?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
You can go to the Open Scroll blog. And I started reading that about 2 months ago. This was after I already discovered this for myself. And then I was looking to see if there was anybody else that understood this. So you can go to the Open Scroll blog, and you can find out that somebody else totally exposes that. And there are two bloodlines, and people don't understand. The big secret of the Illuminati is to mix the fallen angels with humans. That's the mark of the beast, which is the X and the O, which is like I told. Like there's a music video called X's and O's, and they actually have the fallen angels in the video, and they have the red and the blue, and in the whole video, and the flag in the video. And a pyramid. So it's all the elements are there. And so they're telling you in that song, you know, it's that's what's going on. And that's how I figure stuff out, because they're not going to tell us. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they do. The Mark of the Beast is actually the X with the O around it. You'll see it everywhere. It goes back to, like, the Celtics. They call it the Do Not Cross, which is funny because, like, the cops will use the Do Not Cross thing, you know?
Uh-huh.
And they coat it with yellow because yellow represents the angels. So, because they're, you know, they're the bright yellow. They're the yellow. So, when you mix the X's and the O's together, like a tic-tac-toe or XOXO, XO, I love you. You're actually talking about mixing the fallen angels with humans.
Did you explain to me why the XO has to do with the Mark of the Beast?
I just told you.
I don't understand.
The O's are the angels, and the X's are the female, the females.
Are you saying it's womb symbolism?
No, this is actual DNA. See, you always see the 69 over the two pillars with the Kabbalah, you know, the two pillars, and yet you see the 69 arch.
Uh-huh.
And that's a triple-strand DNA. So if you take 23 chromosomes and 23 chromosomes and add the angels to it, you get a 69 strand. You can see this kind of idea all the way, all through time in hieroglyphs and all that. They'll show you those DNAs, the DNA strands. That's why I need my website, because I'm putting it on there, you know. But so we can look in Genesis 6. It talks all about, you know, fallen angels mixing with the women. And, you know, of course, the Book of Enoch is all about that. You know, mixing the fallen angels with the women
uh-huh.
of the earth. And so the red are the Adamites. And red means, the Adamite word means red herb. Man taken from earth. The red earth. You see references to the Adamites as being, you know, like ruddy in the face, you know, like red.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so the blue bloods, and you always hear about vampires and all these kind of things. Those are the blue bloods. The vampire race, you know, the fallen race. And so we live on the earth with the fallen race. If you want to call them the Nephilim, fine.
You want the Canaanites?
Yeah, the Canaanite group, the Phoenicians.
Mm-hmm.
All of our laws are based on Phoenician laws from way back. And they worship Saturn, the Time Lord, you know. And they wanna conquer time and space. And they want to take God's throne. And it says that in the Bible. You know, they want to overcome God. And they believe...
I'm curious, okay. where's that at in the Bible? They want to take his throne.
They want to what?
Did they want to take his throne? Where's that?
Well, all through the Bible, in Isaiah and all over, it talks about Satan wanting to take.
Oh, okay. You're talking about Isaiah 14.
Yeah, and they want. Yeah, and so they want to. Satan wants God's throne, you know, and he wants to sit on there and be God. So, all this stuff with CERN. I mean, go look at Switzerland's video when they did that. Thing with the tunnels, you know, they had that whole choreography with the demons and all the stuff, and I broke all that down. But it's just more proof of what I'm saying is that
now, my view of Isaiah 14 is I believe that is referring to Cain and Nimrod, and he incarnated as Nimrod. But that I do believe it has to do with Satan, because I believe that's the lower form of Satan. So it is Satan.
Well, yeah.
I think a man is speaking there, because it actually refers to him as a man, right?
Well, in the garden, you know, that's what Satan did. He tricked Eve, because he knew, you know, he knew Jesus was going to come through the line, you know, the bloodline.
Hey, Bella, real quick, you know who the son of the dawn is? It's Cain. The dawn is simply a metaphor for beginning, like morning.
But Dave, but Cain is the offspring.
That's Genesis, you know.
Cain is the offspring of Eve and Satan,
uh-huh.
flat out.
I actually believe that.
It's proven day and night in everything they do.
I think that Adam was also his father. I think he had two fathers. I think it's spiritual DNA from Satan.
No,
it's just a different view.
It's not spiritual.
It's
and
pretty
people
close to what you
people
believe.
People cannot understand that Satan can that he could change into a being that could have sex with somebody. It can happen.
Oh yeah.
It's not
absolutely.
You know. And so what happened was Eve got pregnant with twins. One father was Satan, and one was Adam.
Real quick,
and she
I believe
had
that
twins.
Satan has sex with mortal women every day, without exception.
Well, yes, they do. You can see it in
procedure.
Videos. There's women that sing in these music videos because they've fallen in love with Satan.
Uh-huh.
And all these songs that they try to make it sound like it's another guy, but they're all... It's all about Satan.
Satan is really good in bed. That's why they love him.
Yes,
so much.
He is. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And it is a real thing. And people cannot conceive of that idea, but it's true.
They can't relate to it. They just start giggling.
And a lot of these songs that people sing, that you think they're singing about their boyfriend or this or that. No.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not. And you know why? Because you can always see the symbols, the X's. Like they always have the XX gateway, the two X's.
Yeah, you know they're going to sing about Satan, so where are they doing it, you know, except for when it's obvious.
Yes.
They tell you they're doing it covertly, of course.
Yes, they are.
I love Satan so much.
Yes, they do. They love him. Like, they are in love with him.
Oh, yeah.
For real. And you know, these people that we watch on TV.
By the way, I'm going to reveal a secret right now.
Okay.
Satan has a shape-shifting phallus, so that's
yes,
one reason does. I like him so much.
Uh-huh. Thank
you.
You
can do just about anything with it.
Yes.
How do you know that, Dave? Well, we got a few secrets.
Dave, if I'm going to get down to brass tacks, I've been visited. Trust me. I know what's going on because personally I know. And no, I don't engage in any of that stuff. I don't. I know it's true, though, because I've dealt with that kind of situation. I get it. And so I think that's when I first really realized this, when about three or four years ago, I had an encounter. I was told a lot of this stuff personally,
mm-hmm.
and then I thought, what? And you know what's the weirdest thing is that the first thing that I was told was that Lady Gaga was male and female. You know, both.
I don't have a problem with that.
You know, and I was like, what? And that she was one of his favorites.
Wouldn't
so surprise I started, so I went on Google. I started looking. Are you serious? I started looking, and I was like, wait a minute. There's people that have exposed her as being, you know, both.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started looking into this, and I realized a lot of women that you think are women are both sexes.
Absolutely. Sometimes they're the opposite, and they're gonna start telling us now. They're gonna come out of the closet.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, I'm really a man, and I'm really a woman, but
yeah. I realized this through personal experiences, and that's when I started. That's the point when I started looking into this stuff. And it was almost like Satan wanted my sympathy for the devil, which is he's big on that mm-hmm. right now. You're gonna see a lot of sympathy for the devil stuff coming out. He's not a bad guy. He was trying to help us all in the garden. He was enlightening us. You know, he was. We would all be dumb apes if it wasn't for Satan. You know. So, this is deep stuff, Dave. This is deep stuff, and it's real serious, and it's real. All right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm candid about it, and I don't give a F if who criticizes me or whatever. I know it's true. Personally, from personal experience, and also when I started plugging in I started taking this information and plugging it in to videos and movies, and I started seeing these patterns, and I'm like, yeah, I'm right. That's right.
Yeah, the patterns are pretty obvious if you're looking.
And if I could give visuals right now, no one would question what I'm saying, but I don't have that ability talking on the radio, but
mm-hmm.
shows or whatever. But when I get my website up, it'll be, you know, I'm gonna do it. And what's the worst that can happen? You know, I'm like, if someone killed me tomorrow or whatever, you know, I know where I'm going. I'm not afraid. And plus, you know, if God's telling me all this stuff and showing me, allowing me to see all these things, it's for a reason. And the Lord wants us to expose evil. And it actually breaks magic spells in my life,
mm-hmm.
personally. When I know all this stuff, it just breaks the magic spells right off me and my family, everybody around me. All of our lives are better. We're more close, more loving. It's amazing.
I believe that everyone is under a spell unless it's
yes.
broken.
Well, what do you think spelling means?
You know, I know. You know what's funny?
It works.
I got suspicious, and I asked about that in Revelation. That's what we were told. That's why I believe it.
Yes, exactly. See, the Phoenicians created our language. The Hebrew language is created from the Phoenicians, which were the Canaanites, which were the offspring of Esau's bloodline and the Canaanites. So now we have the Phoenicians and the Jews. The Jews are the Canaanites, the Phoenicians, that whole thing. And all of our court systems are based on Saturnian law, based on the Phoenicians' maritime law. And people don't understand these things.
Run that by me again with the Phoenicians and the Hebrew language.
The Phoenicians, the Hebrews got their language from the Phoenicians.
From the Canaanites?
It's Esau. Okay, Esau married into the Hittite family, which
uh-huh.
and the Canaanites, okay? And so those were the Canaanites, and so that's the fallen angel race. So they mixed. So Esau mixed with them, and now they want their birthright back because, you know, Jacob sold the birthright from Esau, right? So
yeah.
they believe they have a right to it. So their claim to Abraham is right. They are from Abraham, but they mix their bloodlines with the fallen angels and wrecked it. And this
no wonder they don't like Israelites.
Yes.
Jacob tricked. He lied to get
yes.
the inheritance.
Yes, he did. Yes,
it wasn't
he did.
His.
Right. It wasn't.
But here's the thing. That was God's plan all along.
Exactly. So if you look in the Obadiah, it shows how Jacob in the end time will destroy the Edomites. Their whole bloodline all their DNA everything will be destroyed, all of it, by fire.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's just how it is. And they know that. But they have to try to fight.
What about the survivors under the surface?
No, there won't be any. No, there will not be.
I think the Bible, as a general rule, only addresses the surface race, you know?
No.
Okay.
No, not this time. God's promised to wipe them out, and it's going to be done.
Remember that passage I gave you in Amos 9 about the remnant of Edom?
Dave, you got to understand, there will not be a remnant of Edom. There just will not be. God's going to destroy that DNA. All through the Bible, God has asked, he had asked his warrior servants to destroy their race, and they never did. They made them slaves instead of
uh-huh.
destroying their race. And so God's going to have to come down and do it. That's the end of it.
I just want to say real quick that text there in Amos 9,
mm-hmm.
There's variant readings, and not all of them say Edom. There's a different reading in the Septuagint. So.
Have you read Obadiah?
Oh,
it
yeah.
said every tree and branch of their DNA will be destroyed. There's no question there.
Well, I think the Bible uses hyperbole, unfortunately.
No.
Sometimes. I mean,
It doesn't make any sense. If God tried to wipe him out, he tried to wipe him out in the flood, all right? Tubal Cain made his way under the boat. And why do the Masons worship Tubal Cain, the son of Cain?
Now, what did you say about Tubal Cain in the boat?
He escaped on the boat. Noah's ark, and I call it a boat, but I'll go into that, which I don't believe it was a boat. I'll tell you why.
Really?
But his DNA.
I want to know. You don't think it was a boat, huh?
No.
What do you think it was? A pyramid or something?
Nope. Here's what I believe happened, and I'm finding proof of this now because it's coming out in the
literature. You do believe in the Great Flood, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And it was to wipe out the fallen race, the Nephilim. So, what I believe is that there were no two animals, two by two, going on a boat. All right. What happened was is that Noah collected all the DNA from the animals and was able to send it up to God. So they collected DNA, and they did not have all those animals on a big boat.
Well, I don't believe that either.
And so the ark always has to do with the 69 vortex, and it has to do with the gateway. And so this is it's atomic. What went on?
Is there somebody out there teaching this that this has to do with DNA and not literal animals on a boat?
You know what? I didn't
never
think
heard
so.
It before.
I got this revelation and I didn't think so, but now they've found. I can send you links to articles that they have found Dead Sea Scroll type things that prove that are talking about that. There was no boat, that this was about DNA and collecting it and sending it to God. And so this whole thing about a boat and all these animals on the boat is just, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
It's all about the DNA.
That's the view that I hold to. I just don't think all the animals were on the boat. It's there's too
no.
many animals, you know.
Right.
Come on.
And he just, all he did was collected all the DNA of the animals and gave them up to God. And the ones that he wanted, he collected.
Okay.
So Tubal came, and so for some reason God allowed a certain amount of fallen angel DNA to survive, and it did. So all through the Old Testament, you can see giants, you know. And what happened was when the sons of God came down to the daughters of men and had intercourse with them, they had a thing there's a thing called the growth factor. And it
the what
stops,
factor?
It's called a growth factor.
Okay.
In your body. And so you hit a certain size and your growth factor kicks in and stops it. Well, with that group, that growth factor was, it just kept going. It didn't have a shut off, you know, it didn't shut off. So, these giants, they became huge giants, you know, and
how tall do you think they were?
See, it says in the Bible they
giants.
Were
giants. They were 450 feet tall in Enoch.
It says in the Bible that they were tall as cedar trees.
Okay.
And then, and that, you know, you could look upon them and you were like grasshoppers next to them because they were just they're just huge, you know.
Right. Did you know it talks about giants being 450 feet tall in
yes.
Enoch?
Oh, yes.
Do you believe that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
They were huge, and people cannot conceive of that.
I don't think all of them were that tall. But...
And I think that I think over time of evolution that growth factor situation corrected itself, but we still have the Nephilim on the land. We just don't notice it because they're not
giants. You want to know why I believe that?
What?
Actually, I found it hard to believe, and it sounded like an absurd forgery. But
mm-hmm.
I ran checks on it, I think, twice, and that's what we got. So that's what I go
yes.
with. You know?
Yes, it is.
Who am I to say it's wrong?
And people try to say, you know, like with the Masons, you know, with their as above, so below, and these, you know, the compass and square and all the stuff. Well, and people try to say it's man and woman. It's just their man and woman sexual thing. And what's the big deal? What's the big secret about that? Nothing. But if you say that it's the angels having sex with the women of the earth, that's a big deal. That's a big secret. You know? And so that is the big secret of the Masons at the highest level. And we are figuring this out.
They also have a secret goddess in Freemasonry. Look into that. There's
well,
a book about this.
But Dave, if you just take it down to the elements, the basics, grassroots, all right, in the garden, who do we have? We have Adam, we have Lilith, we have Satan, and we have Eve, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Take those four people and give them a million different names, and you have history. There is nothing else. Yes, there are demigods, women demigods, because they are the offspring.
Uh-huh.
Of the fallen angels and the women of the earth. But so you do have goddesses because of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the main characters are Lilith, Satan, Eve, and Adam. That's the grassroots of this whole thing. You know? it's much more simple than people can understand, because Satan likes to confuse everybody, and he gives all these gods different names.
Yeah.
All the time and stuff, so you get confused.
That's a pretty good plan, to keep calling them something different over and over again.
See, there you go. Right?
That's what they do.
Yeah. Well, what did God do?
You're naturally going to have that, you know, in different languages and cultures and stuff.
But you have to understand that if you study the Phoenicians, you will see that the Egyptians and the Greeks and the Romans all took their gods and goddesses and their political ideas, their monetary ideas, all these ideas came from the Phoenicians.
But you believe that that's also Babylon, right?
Babylon is another. It's another element of, they're all Babylonian religions.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to say that, but they're all offshoots of the same. It all goes back to Esau marrying into the Hittite women and the Canaanites, and corrupting that bloodline. And another thing, the other group that we see all the time, and I call the redheads, and I don't take that personally, or, you know, not every redhead's bad, but your redheaded race, because Esau, you know, he was hairy and red. He had hairy red, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It says it in the, all right, so the tribe of Dan actually landed over in Lebanon, by Mount Hermon, where the fallen angels fell.
Mm-hmm.
And so their race got corrupted by the fallen angels. So the only race you don't see being saved in Revelation is the Danites. Now, those are your Celtics, your Irish Celtics, and all that whole thing. And if you go back into the Celtics, and if you look into the history of them, you will see a lot of occult symbolism, a lot of sacrificing of children, and doing all the same things that the Phoenicians did with, you know, sacrificing their children to Bel Saturn.
There's other people that say that the Irish are related to the, some of them are related to the tribe of Judah.
Well,
that,
you know, that,
right, that,
yeah, I'm not saying all redheads are, I'm talking about the tribe of Dan, and they know who they are. If you look, a lot of people that you see in Hollywood and stuff are natural redheads and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that's why, because there's a Jewish race that are, of redheads, and a lot of Jewish people are redheads.
I actually believe that they're bred artificially somehow to be redheads.
No.
They want a redhead, and they're able to actually...
No, because they preserve their bloodlines very, very carefully.
Well, I agree with that, yeah.
So they're not doing it on purpose. They're not... That is the see Esau was the he, it says in the Bible he had hairy red red hair. I mean, it just says that.
It also says that David was ruddy.
Yeah, but ruddy in the face is different.
Yeah.
Than a red hairy person.
Yeah.
Ruddy in the face is just that you're a white person that can blush. That's all that means.
Yeah. That's it's going to tell you something, a secret about what we call the white race. They can blush.
Well, when all the, you know, the lost tribes of Israel, when they escaped Babylon, you know, they went over they went through the Black Sea and escaped over the Caucasus Mountains and became the European tribes. And so that's where they got the word Caucasian from, was for the Israelites. And people cannot deal with that, you know. I mean, people can't deal with the fact that Jesus actually, if you look back in the writings of Caesar, Josephus, a whole bunch of historians will tell you that Jesus had white skin, blue eyes, and golden brown hair. And you will find this in, you'll find these writings in some pretty big museums, you know, that they've kept these writings and stuff. You can find it. And Jesus stood out because he had blue eyes and white skin and golden hair. He stood out in that area. He was of that race. And people don't understand that God, his DNA, God made. Now, you know, in Genesis, when it talks about let's make man in our own image.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we know it says that Adam was grody in the face. That means he could blush. Black people cannot blush. So all these people that try to say that Jesus was black are just, it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Somebody once tried to convince me that black people can blush.
Well, you know.
I got to admit, I haven't
whatever.
Heard that. So I never heard that before. So anyway.
No, I'm telling you facts. I'm not telling you my opinions. This is what the Bible says. This is what history says. It's just all there. You can't just pick and choose what you want to believe because you want it to be about you, you know. The black people, a lot of them try to say that Jesus was black. He was not black. He wasn't. And as a matter of fact, I believe that there was a pre-Adamite race because we know Cain, when he left the Garden of Eden, he went to the land of Nod. So the land of Nod, you can discover, was in the Orient. And there was already a civilization there. And when we look at the Jewish race, we know that they are Turkish Mongols and Sephardic Jews, which are more of the Spanish side.
Did you say Turkish?
Yes, Turkish Mongols. And so the Sephardic race in Spain. So these are the group, and they will admit this to you, and there's huge DNA studies done on the Jews that prove that they are Turkish Mongols. And that's the line of Cain. So they have hijacked they've tried to tell everybody that they're Israel, and they're not. They have no bloodline to it. They have no blood connection to it. They are a Turkish Mongol race. Fact. That's a fact.
Well,
you can call them Ashkenazi Jews. You can call them Ashkenazi Jews or whatever you want to call them.
I believe the Turkish are a mixed race, like the Samaritans.
Yes, but they know who they are, and they have. It's, you know, like the royals have all kept their bloodlines very pure.
Uh-huh.
And that's a fact. You know, they've done it. I mean, if you look at Prince, look at the royals. Just go through and look at the redheads. You can find them.
You know, I actually believe the only reason that I'm aware of that the Illuminati marries at all is just for procreation.
Yeah.
Because they don't need, you know, they just do whatever they want.
Well, and what's happened is that the reason why they have the Baphomet and they worship the Baphomet is because most of them are both sexes. And this is a secret that they won't let out right now. They haven't. But
most
of
them
are.
Most hermaphrodites?
Yes, they are hermaphrodites.
I never thought about that.
Yes.
I know they're bisexual.
And we talk about Alex Jones. He has the most feminine features. I believe he's a hermaphrodite. And I think laugh all you want, but he has very, very. He's very short, and he has a very soft jaw, and he looks really feminine. And we know that he works for the Jews. He married a Jewish woman. I can decode stuff on his website all day. If you look behind him, he has a cube. It says
uh-huh.
InfoWars. It's in a cube. That's Saturn. In the back, it has these red light, these things that look like fire coals in the background that look like fire. They mock us all day with that stuff.
Oh yeah.
You know, his microphone is the seal of Saturn.
I thought you were going to say it was a phallus or something.
It's the seal of Saturn. You know, and so these kind of things, you know, if you know the code and you can look for it, you can just give them away. And so this whole thing, this whole truth movement thing is to keep people from understanding the deeper issues going on. It keeps people busy on fakeology and all that stuff, but it keeps them busy so that they don't realize that there's two races on this earth. And you can call them aliens if you want. either we are or they are. We, you know, we could look at it each way, but there is another alien race on this earth, and they are the Blue Bloods, and they encoded that in our flag. And if you go look back and you look at Dr. John Dee or Sir Francis Bacon, and they wrote books about the fallen angels' language, and they wrote books about the New Atlantis. And the New Atlantis is about mixing the races. So America was built on this idea of mixing these two races together and becoming our own gods. And you can find this out. This is not a secret if you go look up the information. I mean, Sir Francis Bacon wrote a book called The New Atlantis. And we know Sir Francis Bacon is Shakespeare. I mean, that's just a given. If you do your studies.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yes.
You know why? I didn't believe it. I ran a check on it. I was perfectly aware of that theory. I didn't buy into it. It seemed to me too obvious. But I asked about it, and that's what we were told. So that's what
yes.
I believe.
Yes.
There you go.
So, thank you.
The revelation is agreeing with you then.
Well, I mean, they're all writings, you know. We don't get history like we should. Like, John Dee was a huge, huge deal. People talk about turning gold into lead, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well,
that's possible.
But that's the cult. That's just the that's the exoteric meaning.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah.
Now, turning gold into lead, turning lead into gold. Lead is Saturn is lead. All right. So what they're trying to tell you is they want to turn the fallen angels and the women of the earth and mix them together and
uh-huh.
create a new race. This is their whole goal. This is their goal. That's the secret. That's the big
now,
secret.
Now, I hold to the view they've already created a new race, but it's underground. They just
no.
don't tell anybody, except in code.
Well, of course, they have done that. They're already walking on the earth. It's not even underground.
Yeah, they're on the surface too.
Yes.
But
listen to this, Dave. They want to make you that. Okay, that's the mark of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
Satan wants to take your soul, and the only way he can do it is if you change your DNA. And I know this. It just sounds so simplistic, but once your DNA is changed. There's no going back. I mean, I can give you songs that people have written that talk about that once you get the mark of the beast, you can't go back. There's a song called Switchback.
Uh-huh.
And it shows the whole entrance to Saturn, like this whole, if you know what to look for, I can see this doorway. And he sings about it's too late to switch back because you can't once you get your DNA, you know.
Maybe once they're talking about themselves in the cult because I don't think he can come out of the cult. Maybe they're talking about that.
What do you mean?
Well, I said maybe they're talking about themselves and how you can't leave
I'll
the cult.
Tell you, okay, there's a band called Cell Dweller, okay?
Uh-huh.
And we know who's in the cells, right? The fallen angels, because they're under the earth, because God had Enoch saw them in chains in the earth, you know, under the earth. The angels that God, the 200 angels that came and messed up the DNA, and he had them all, you know, and
yeah.
They're the prisoners. That's why the prisoners wear orange. In their prison cells.
Uh-huh.
And orange in Gematria is 33.
Mm-hmm.
And 33 are the fallen angels.
Yeah, I learned
so
that.
There's a band called Cell Dweller called Switchback. It's a song.
Okay.
And they're telling you in that song, you cannot switch back if you take the mark of the beast. They're telling you. I could tell you songs all day about this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
so,
I think the mark of the beast is permanent. I don't.
It's a DNA.
It has to do with DNA, though. I've never heard that before.
Dave,
okay.
It's all about the DNA. That's why Jesus was able to, when he shed his blood, it was perfect DNA. That's why he was the only person that could ever shed his blood for sinners, because his DNA was perfect, because he had the perfect bloodline of Mary's family and then the perfect bloodline of God, which made perfect DNA. So when he shed the blood, he already had it. And Satan has been trying to destroy Mary's bloodline all the way down, David, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
To destroy the bloodline, because that's the pure bloodline is what saved us. If people cannot grasp that it is about DNA and blood, I don't even know what to tell you. That's what it's about.
I think they're altering everybody's DNA, but God is holding it back for certain people, so it's not too corrupted.
Well, of course they are, Dave.
Because, the toxic food is actually designed to do that, and it works. It's altering this gradually.
You know the god Dagon, the Phoenicians worship?
The fish god, yep.
And we see the popes wearing
right.
the fish Dagon hats, right? Well, he was the god of agriculture on the earth, where Saturn,
which also called Oans, right?
Well,
Oans.
Where Bel Saturn was the god of the sky, for agriculture. But Dagon was the god of corn. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Corn. Corn has more DNA, all right, than human beings. You can mess with the corn, and you can actually change the DNA in someone's body. And if you think about this, what is in all of our food? Corn is in everything.
That's a good one, yeah.
All right? Now, another thing is soy, okay?
Uh-huh.
Soy has estrogen in it, okay?
Yep.
And everything we eat has soy in it, right? And I know, so... To change a man to be more feminine, if you feed them soy enough in their lifetime, they're going to become more feminine. So you see all these men, these teenagers even.
Oh, yeah.
I start listening to their voices, and they're feminine voices now.
Yeah.
Okay. So there is there between soy and corn, they are changing our DNA, straight up fact.
Yeah.
You can find articles on this all day.
Yeah, I believe that.
So,
I also believe that all corn has been tainted with GMOs, and nobody can prove that that's wrong. But
Dave, but that's the point of the GMOs, is to change the DNA.
Yeah.
My dad and I tried to grow corn in our garden last year, and it was – I'm a master gardener, man. I can do anything.
Uh-huh.
Our corn – was deformed.
Wow.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't even think that you could even grow corn.
Were they organic seeds?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh.
You know what? I can't prove that. No, I don't know if they were organic.
I can't
prove that.
Yeah, right.
I thought they were, but I don't think so. So what I'm telling you is people have to get a grasp. And my kids that get this now. The mark of the beast, and I'll tell you how they're going to do it. Your DNA is mostly light, okay,
uh-huh.
And sound. And the way that they will change your DNA is to introduce something into your body that will use frequency, all right, frequency mm-hmm. to change your DNA. Now, in the Bible, what does it say God used to create human beings? Sound. You know, his mouth, words, sound. So they're going to use frequencies, and they were blasted with frequencies daily all over.
Right, and they're gradually being transformed. That's what I believe.
Have you ever noticed in the news that you see pink and blue and yellow and purple in everything?
Uh-huh.
Because those are the frequencies of the rainbow that they're using against us. And you see it everywhere. That's another pattern I see, pink, purple, blue. All right. And these are the frequencies that they're using. And so the rainbow is actually a protection from our realm to theirs, right? To the other side. So, and these are all frequencies of colors. And so what they're doing is they're messing with the frequencies of the rainbow. And so when you talk about the sodomites, And you always see these rainbows connected to the sodomites because they believe And they do this with children at 3 years old. They sodomite the children. And it's called going over the rainbow. They actually introduce demons into the child when they're traumatized. The demon's called Legion, or familiar spirits. And they introduce them into their bodies. And what they do is they go over the rainbow, and they're able to see and deal and experience the other side.
Hmm.
And the rainbow is the protection for us. And they're able to do that through sodomy.
That's interesting that you say they do this at 3 years old, because I actually believe that. I don't know how
they have to. Well, they have to, because there's a in your spine, you know, you have 33 vertebrae, so that's mm-hmm. your other 33, right? 33 is 23 chromosomes three times, right? That's your 69. You see that number everywhere. So anyway, so in your body you have 33 vertebrae, okay? And so what they do is they sodomize them, and they hit, there's a certain vertebrae they hit at the bottom of the coccyx, you know, right there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so they actually stimulate that, and they're able to open their third eye, if you will, you know, in your pineal gland.
Uh-huh.
And so they open up the thing, and it opens them up to the other side of the demonic realm. And that way that they can communicate back and forth. And so, like the Wizard of Oz going over the rainbow, this is all about
communicate with the demons.
Yes.
Okay.
And they're able to do things that other people can't.
Yeah, they have a very.
They're able to. It's amazing, and people can't understand how that's possible, but
it
is.
This is how they created the Indigo Children.
Indigo Children is another.
Okay. All right.
Is another bug. It's another word for the Nephilim.
All right.
People think that they want to identify with that because they think it's magical. You don't want to, because it's not
right.
good.
Yeah.
So in the news, you see, I mean, I'm telling you, you see all these the colors that they're messing with in the frequencies. And when you look at these news stories with the cops, why is it all purple and blue and yellow? Because that's the frequencies that they are dealing with right now, and they're breaking them down. And they're actually, you say thinning the veil, but it's actually the rainbow. And if you look at the rainbow, it's a dome shape. It's just a reflection off the dome, the glass dome. Like Hillary Clinton said, we cracked the glass dome. We cracked the glass ceiling, all right? They're telling you they cracked the damn ceiling. It's the dome. And people are so fucking dumb. I'm sorry for cussing. It just makes me so mad. They're cracked the dome, and they're letting the spirits through. And they're letting all that stuff through. And, you know, and I told you about that that whole thing about this fireball that came through, and it looks like a, you know, it actually breaks apart and does all the stuff. First of all, there is no outer space. NASA, if you look at NASA's logo, it has the serpent's tongue on it. It has the serpent's tongue on their logo. NASA is an emigram for Satan. Okay, so there is no vast outer space. There are no, you know, the sun revolves around the earth. We don't revolve around the sun, but Satan thinks, you know, he wants to be the sun and make everybody believe that. It's all an illusion.
He's the greatest heliocentrist of all time. Helios. Worship.
Dude, okay, so if you take XO, if you take XO and you put it into a Greek form, and it's 1,000, which is Helios.
Uh-huh.
So they've taken the XO and they put it everywhere. It's Helios. It's time and space. It's your Xbox 360. It's your DNA. It's the female X chromosome mixed with the O of the fallen angels. I'm on it, Dave. I get all of it. I don't even know how. It took me 4 years. I literally studied. I probably sleep 4 or 5 hours a night. That's all I do. And you know that, Dave, because I send you stuff all day.
Yeah.
You know, and I drive you nuts. Because I just like, Dave has to know that you've got to get this, Dave. You know, and you so you know I do it all day. This is what I do.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Hey, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
This is one of the things I need to tell you. It's better for actually both of us, I think, if you send that information on Facebook.
All right.
I'm kind of incompetent on my phone. I'll get better, but
Dave, I'll send it to wherever you want. I'd even put it in snail mail.
I would put it on Facebook. The reason is because I like to copy that stuff and put
right.
it in Gmail. It saves right. perfectly on
right.
Gmail.
All right. Hey, you know what Gmail is? Have you ever seen?
It's a Freemasonic apron, right?
Yes, it's a Masonic apron, and it means gay male. As in M-A-L-E, because they're sodomites.
Hmm.
So every time you send a Gmail, I don't like sending Gmails because I hate sending shit
Gmail.
To gays.
Gmail. That's it. Oh, wow.
Yes, because they're gays. They are sodomites, okay?
Hmm.
Remember Lot, the whole story
yeah,
of Lot?
Yeah. You know what the...
Now, I want to tell you. I'm going to tell you something, Dave.
Real quick.
Dave.
The letter G is short. It's a womb. Penetrated
yes,
by a flower.
Yes, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
And so... During in the time of Lot, when the angels came through and they wanted to sodomize the angels, they didn't want to sodomize them because they were good looking. They wanted their power, and they believe sodomizing angels and sodomizing God for real gives them power, right?
Mm-hmm.
So your Gmail is the Masonic apron, and it does represent the gay male. Okay? So I have a hard... It just kills me to send Gmails now. I'm like... See how... Dave, there's you can't... My friend Will...
It doesn't bother me. This entire society
I know.
Is satanic.
I know.
You know why? Because everything is tainted with Satanism.
Yes, yes.
It isn't tainted. Everything
is. Everything.
Pure.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
There's no escape.
There's all these Christians that go, you're just so bad because you do this and this. Well, excuse me, you're spending Satan's money. He's a buck. You know how Satan's a buck? When you say, I have $1,000, and you know what? Osiris is a representation of Satan, which is green. So they make the money green for Osiris, right?
Bella, so, every day of the week is satanic. I don't see anything. We're not participating in that.
Exactly.
We're all participating. So
yes.
We're all hypocrites, I guess.
Every time somebody tries to tell me I'm a sinner, excuse me, what's in your damn wallet right there, dude? You know, it just blows my mind. And I shut him down. I just shut him down. No one's perfect. No one's right. If Jesus didn't shed his blood for us, we would be effed.
Mm-hmm.
We would be bad. So my thing with Gmail, that's my deal with that. But anyway.
Okay.
My friend Will, he'll send me stuff like it's funny. And I'll find these ironic satanic things that go with it. And he's like, Bella, do you ever find a thing? I can't get anything past you. Everything is so ironic. So, Dave, God's opening our eyes. He's opened some of us. Our eyes are being opened for
yeah.
real, like big time. I don't live in the same world as most people. I walk around going.
I obviously believe that's the Holy Spirit, but I also believe that that things are getting better in the background. The
mm-hmm.
frequencies are changing because we're in a different age. This is what I believe.
Yes.
And so they're trying to counterbalance that with all this negative stuff.
Yeah, but see, they're changing these frequencies on purpose, like the Mandela effect, okay? If you go, you can find a video of CERN, and there's a guy in his office, and he's holding up a board at CERN, and it says Mandela on it. They're telling us, you know, if you look. They're messing with time. They're messing with time and space. And in the Bible in Daniel, it says they will attempt to mess with times and laws. Okay? And they are. And God's only going to allow that to a certain extent, but they have messed with time and they have messed with laws. Now, they are forcing God's hand. You know, they're forcing God's hand with CERN, and that's the new Babylon Tower. Babylonian Tower is CERN. And they're using that to actually try to take the throne. If you're in Satan's shoes, you're going to try. You're going to try to get everything that you had back, you know. Right?
If you're stupid enough, then.
No, but you know what? God has put a...
I meant to say insane enough.
God has put a delusion on Satan's kids.
Okay.
I call them Satan's kids. He's put a delusion on their hearts to believe that they can overcome God. They believe this, and they believe
this in their
heart.
Because that's what would need to happen.
Yes, right. And so they're in a delusion, right? And Satan knows exactly what's going on, and he's going to try his hardest, and he's going to fight to the end to get the throne. And he isn't going to succeed. But he's going to try. And they are using CERN to do this. And they've shown this over and over and over. Look at the video symmetry. All right. The woman's dancing around in a circle. And the whole thing is satanic. If you know what to look for. And that's video symmetry. Dave, are you buying Twinkies?
At no.
Local store. Ding, ding. I'm just kidding.
I'll be out of here soon. Go ahead. I'll mute myself. Go ahead.
So, yeah. So, we live in a world that is completely satanic. And God said that would happen. I mean, this is not the world. Jesus said, this is not my world. Like, Satan tried to tempt Jesus. I'll give you the world, you know, if you'll bow to me. Well, pretty much Jesus is like, this ain't my world. Why would I want it? This is not where I exist. And it's a Satan's world. And most people cannot conceive of that idea. And thanks to the Masons and the churches that they've controlled, they've got all the Christians believing in so much false things. It's just sad. And a lot of things that people feel guilty about, you know, they shouldn't be, and a lot of things that you should be doing, they're not. And it's all messed up, and even the Lord said in the end times that most people would be deceived. And if one time someone listens to this show or listens to something I have to say, and I can save one person from deception, you know, I'll be doing something.
You're more optimistic than I am.
Well, every soul means something. Every single soul matters to me. If I can save a soul, one soul, then I did my job. And Satan's job is to destroy everyone's souls, and the mark of the beast is coming, and that will be to change everyone's DNA. There's actually a perfume commercial.
Watch out for those perfume commercials. Those are some of the
There's a perfume commercial where you see she falls down from the sky. She's Eve, and she's naked. She falls down to the ground. The ground.
Hey, I want
to
see that. You got a link to that?
Yes,
remember
I do.
That?
And the whole ground is cracked up like in the desert.
Are you in front of a computer right now?
I have my phone. I will try
I
to
want
see
to see
if
that.
I can
You're
find
probably going to forget it. I want to see it. I got a girl over in England that turned me on to this kind of stuff. I mean, I knew they were doing it, but, I mean, I got to watch the commercials, you know, to see it.
Okay, but out of the desert, so she lands and she's naked.
Uh-huh.
And she comes, and so out of the desert comes up a penis, and you can see it. It's a penis. And it's blue and purple and all the colors I talk about. And it shows... It shows this crystal penis coming up. And the next thing you see is this naked woman becoming those colors and becoming the crystallized. That's, you know, that's the mark of the beast.
Oh, wow.
So if I can...
Can you send that to me? You do right now? You're probably going to forget. I probably will, too. I might forget.
Well, just... Okay. Talk amongst yourselves for a second, because I'll have to look for it.
All right. So, yeah, I think that, you know, I believe that time is cyclical, and I think that there's all these different ages, and they covered it all up. This is the ancient view. But each one of these ages has its own unique energy signature.
Mm.
So according to Revelation, we entered a new age in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And they directed this massive psyop at us to cover it all up. But something did happen. They misdirected us.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, things are going to progressively improve just because of this. It's a change in frequency. It's beneficial. It's superior to the last one. And you can see people's minds are opening up. I've seen this. I'm not trying to, you know, make it happen. People are changing. They're more open to alternative type things. I know specific people whose minds were totally closed, and now they've made radical changes. You know, I can't prove that that's what it has to do with. I have a firm belief that's true. And there's no way you can actually prove this kind of stuff. You know.
Right.
Anyway, so. Things are getting better and better, but people are so messed up, they can't even benefit from it. And they actually have kind of like a healing crisis, like when you fast or something like that. They're having a bad reaction to the beneficial frequencies. But eventually, it will envelop them, swallow them up, and everybody will be transformed. I just think that God is, it's the same old thing if you do all through history. He's helping a remnant. And the other people, they're going to be helped later. Not initially, but later. I actually believe that most of humanity will be destroyed by God. And the survivors will be helped. This is when Israel rules the world in the future. I don't believe that's anytime soon.
This is going to sound crazy, but in the movies, you know, and there's a lot of movies that talk about the bank being robbed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I discovered in all these movies about the bank being robbed, and I could prove this all day.
They portrayed the Son of God as a thief over and over again.
Well, no, but when Jesus takes his people as a thief in the night, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen in so many movies that the bank's been robbed. Is the Christians have been taken out. And here's the thing. The Christians have to get out of the way so that they can do their job. They want them out of the way.
Just real quick, Bella, I don't think that the referring to him as a thief has to do with that passage there.
When Jesus comes as a thief in the night to take his people.
Well, what I'm talking about is they have all the wealth. They stole away from God's people, and Jesus is going to give it back. They actually refer to him as Robin Hood, see?
Yes.
And
but
like
the
it.
Bank being robbed is the Christians have left, and we can do our, we have to, you know, I'm trying to do five things at once here. I'm trying to find that commercial because it's so revealing.
Uh-huh.
It will blow your mind.
Maybe you can put something in YouTube search.
That's what I'm doing. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, but me and this girl over in England, we've been breaking down these perfume cologne commercials.
Mm-hmm.
She knew about this before she talked to me.
Yeah.
She wasn't influenced by me. She goes, let me show you something. I'm going, okay. Now, she believes, and she didn't get this from us either, that they're referring to several princesses. Over and over in these commercials. It's not the same woman over and over. I mean, you would just assume that. Now, how are you going to know there's a difference? Well, you'd have to have revelation. Now, this girl, I believe that she's Illuminati. And she actually says she is. Her parents are. Now,
you know
what?
Not based on
what she says. That's my own opinion. I agree with her. She's tapped into something. And you can believe whatever you want.
Dave.
She exists, you know.
Dave. I'm sending something to your message, all right?
Okay, all right.
I don't have the commercial, but I did find it. Somebody else broke it down, but they broke it down wrong, so I didn't want to send you that. But this whole video about this commercial, Jonathan Kleck broke it down, but he broke it down wrong. Okay, this is the mark of the beast.
So I think he's an agent. What do you think about him?
Yes, yes, he is.
Oh, okay, yeah, he's a clown.
He broke it down wrong, and I went on. If you look under the video, I already straightened him out on it, but he ain't going to have nothing to do with that.
Obviously.
But this commercial that he has in his video, and he doesn't even name the commercial. I just remember he did it, so I was like,
okay.
Versace, okay, hold on. Versace.
Well, he offers up his false esoteric. He'll throw in a few.
He called himself a fallen angel, so you don't want to do that because, yeah. It's a Versace commercial. Let me get it.
He probably didn't want to do that, but he had to because his handler said it so he had to go embarrass himself.
Right.
I don't think he wanted to do that.
No.
But he could be that delusional. I'm not sure.
He's
a pretty delusional guy.
Yeah.
I think most of it's an act, though. So. But I think he's probably on mind control. Look, everybody's on mind control in Illuminati.
Everybody in the earth is.
Standard procedure. Well, yeah.
I just say that we're just higher functioning in the mental institution.
Yeah, open asylum is what I call it.
Can you open up that right now? Can you?
I'm out walking. I'm almost home. I can do it when I get home.
Because the Versace commercial, it shows you the mark of the beast right there. Right there. Okay.
They've got this one commercial that we were breaking down, me and this girl, and everything in the film is like one color or black and white except for one thing.
I want to challenge everybody.
And it turns orange. The cologne becomes orange.
Okay, first of all, I'm going to break down something right now. There's a video by L. King, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the L are the fallen angels, okay?
Now, why do you think that's true?
Because of the Elohim and the god El of their that they call God was the Phoenician god.
That's good.
All right.
I'm glad I asked.
All right. So El King is the king of the El.
Is it with a letter L?
No, E-L-L-L.
Oh, well, I mean, L sounds like E-L. Isn't that something?
But if you think about it, cell phone, uh-huh. Elevator.
Yeah.
All these names like that the Illuminati use with L in it, okay?
Oh, yeah.
The elite, okay? So there's a song, but it's called X's and O's by L. King, which L. King is the Satan, which he is both male and female, by the way. So he plays both parts. That's why they have people dress up as women all the time in Hollywood.
Now,
so
again,
there's a song,
I think that Baphomet is two entities combined into one.
No, yes, they are. But the reason why is this is how the Jews see it, that Adam was split in half.
Uh-huh.
There was not a sufficient person for them for Adam in the garden, right? Because there was the beast of the field. And I don't even want to go into the beast of the field right now, but anyway. So he created, so they believe that Eve was created from Adam and split off. So his half part of his body was split off and made into a woman. So they want to put him back together. That's your 9/11. Taking the twins and putting them back together. Because Adam and Eve were twins because they had the same DNA. So that's your 9/11. 11 is a gate, Hell's Gate. 9 is ISIS. Whatever you want to call it, all right? They want to put him back together. So L. King did a song, L, as in the fallen angels, King, Satan, did a song called X's and O's, all right? If you watch that video, you're going to see the red Adamites and the blue fallen angels. And you know, because you know how Satan, or how I, let me go back. How I told you Adam was red dust, the red earth.
Uh-huh.
If you look in that video, you will see dust flying up, and it's red.
Hmm.
All right? And all you see in there is the red and the blues colors, and you see the flag, and they're wearing flag. Their underwear are the flag. Everything's a flag. All right? And they also have a pyramid in there because the pyramid represents the three DNAs. Three sides. So she's eating a hot dog, which represents sucking on a penis.
Are you sure that's not a tetrahedron? That's a three-sided pyramid.
It's the three DNAs. It's mixing the three.
Okay.
So in the video, you see her eating a hot dog, and she's showing you that's a sex act, all right? So you got your L, your King, your X's, and your O's, which is XO. And you'll see that all through history, the X and the O, it's mixing the two races. And so she's actually singing about mixing the two races together.
Hmm.
If you're home, you can go watch it. Go home.
I'm going to look at it in just a sec.
I'm going to show you how it works, Dave.
Okay.
And then the Versace film, the Versace commercial is the fallen angels coming out from under the earth, coming up, and their crystal DNA, because you can see it's a crystal penis, and all of a sudden the woman, the naked woman, becomes a crystal. All right?
Yeah.
So I need to find that. Oh, I just wish I could find that as a... At least you could see it in Jonathan Kleck's video, right? He doesn't break it down right, but
okay.
That's the commercial. You'll figure it out. So this is how I do it. I take their stuff and look at it and plug in my ideas and my revelation, and I go, wait, that's what's going on right there. X's and O's. If you go back to the Celtics, the sun. In a lot of movies, you'll see an X and an O, X in the circle.
Okay, I clicked on this video.
Which one?
The one you sent me in the link. I'm watching it in the background right now. Jonathan Kleck.
Yeah.
I can't hear anything, but. I don't really care what he has to say. The visuals are what's important.
Yeah, see the visual. And I'm going to send you this one, too.
He's just a clown, anyway.
I'm sending the X's and O's video.
He's a big idiot test. I mean, anybody that's around him.
I went after him on that video. I went after him, and I told him that's wrong, what you're doing.
Even if you don't know very much, you should dump him in 2 or 3 years. You should figure it out by then.
No, I want you to go watch this X's and O's video, and I want you tell me that it's not all red and blue and the flag and everything I'm telling you about. Just go look at it,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Click on it. Click it, Dave.
I'm watching it. I'm watching it. He's not doing anything yet. He's just talking. Now.
No, the X's and O's.
Now he's starting to slowly play it. Okay, now I see the woman. She shows up first as a shape of a cross.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now she's sitting in the yoga position.
There you go. Is that not a penis? Look at this. If that's not a penis, then I'm not a woman.
Where's the penis at?
Coming out of the ground.
Oh, I missed that. I'll watch it again.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's got her hands against
that's the biggest part.
A rock. Why does he call it Vesica Pisces?
Because he's retarded. Just watch the video because I can't find the original. Do you see that thing coming out of the ground?
Yeah.
Is that not a penis? Hello.
Well.
Yeah.
I'm watching a small version of it here. I haven't even blown it up yet. It's kind of hard to tell.
Dave, it's so obvious.
I'm making it bigger.
Okay. He's making it bigger.
I haven't even. That was not a penis joke.
That's what she said. Or, I don't know. Go ahead.
Why do they show her hands so much? Okay, now it's... Oh, yeah, that's a penis.
Yeah. Dude, seriously, like...
It looks like a crystal.
It is, because that's the crystal DNA. It makes you, it will change your DNA into crystal. See how her body turns into a crystal?
I haven't seen that yet.
Okay, watch it. And so, remember how it says the rebellious dwell in a dry land?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a... That's the fallen angels coming up. And so they got their, so she turns into a crystal being because she got the mark of the beast. And the colors even give it away.
Do you have any theories on what caused the Sahara Desert?
No, but we need to go into the next video about the X's and O's. So I can prove my X and O theory, even right there, in a million times.
Wow, they're showing some nipple here.
Imagine that.
The evil nipple.
Right.
Show that.
All right, so now watch the X's and O's video. It'll blow your mind. And I'm telling you, I keep telling you about the X and O's and the flag and the colors and the red and the blue and the dust of the earth, and it's red dust. It's all there. And the hot dog, it represents sex and the whole thing. Are you watching that one?
I'm waiting for this to end. He's not really doing anything.
He isn't, because he's retarded. Don't even listen to that crap.
All right. I'll go to the other one. Whatever you say, though.
I'm the boss, you know.
Just don't whip me.
No.
I'll be a good boy.
Careful, I might.
Uh-oh. One of those kind, huh?
I'm one of those kind of girls, no.
I had some theories that you may be from Satan.
Maybe, I don't know. No.
Okay. Ooh.
Here's your extra notes. Can you hear? Okay, I'm playing it. Oh. I'm playing it, even though I don't know if you can hear it. I'm playing it on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear it?
No.
Good. Now, don't tell me that the flag's not there, and the red and the blue, and the red dust, and the X and O's. All right?
Where's the flag at?
On their underwear.
Oh, okay. I noticed you got a handkerchief in his pocket, back pocket. Now, they got a hot dog, probably more phallic stuff, huh?
Okay.
Well, he's got a hat like an American flag. Ooh.
And they're redheads.
This is a song, isn't it? Is this a song? That little tiny trailer.
What?
I was laughing at that little tiny trailer, like it's 1950s.
Right. It's the X's and O's. That's the fall. It's the woman X chromosome with the fallen angel O's.
Is this a music video?
Yes.
Okay.
Now they're wearing the red and white flags, and they're she got the whole thing going, and it's X's and O's, and there it is. If you can't see that.
Very strange.
Did it?
Now she's got a spider web on her dress.
Because she's like Lilith, okay?
Yeah, I figure that's probably going on, yeah.
So that's how I prove stuff when I get into a theory. They give themselves away all day long. People are just too stupid to see it.
They got pink smoke in the background.
It's red, Dave. That's the red earth.
Hmm.
The blues and the reds mixing together. And they got the flag and they got the whole thing. So.
It's kind of funny without the sound.
I know. So that's what's going on. The big secret.
How come these guys all look like they're gay to me.
Because they are the fallen angels, and they're gay. If you lived underground for forever and you only had guys, you'd be gay.
Wow. Never thought about that.
And nobody can deal with that. They have sex. They all have that down there.
So they're still having sex down there.
Yes.
Well, that's compatible with my belief system, believe it or not. I don't think you have to have a body to have sex.
They have bodies.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay. Well, I'm not going there right now. It's too late.
I know, Dave.
If you're resurrected, you have a body. So it depends whether it's been resurrected.
All the code and everything they do shows that they do have sex. Because, for one, like, you know how gangsters wear their pants really low? Well, in a prison, that's a sign that you're gay, right? And they never figure that out. Because
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. If you have your pants down, that's a sign.
Right. I haven't been to prison yet.
Well, Dave. See, you're just naive.
I need to be initiated, huh?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think I'll pass on that one.
But, you know, they always show the fallen angels as orange because they're sodomites. The orange color is actually 33 in gematria. And, mm-hmm. and the fallen angels fell at the 33 parallel. But if you also take a 3 and a 3, it's a scatological, like, kind of metaphorical-looking ass on an ass. 3s. Okay? So they show their sodomite stuff with 33.
You know how many times I've heard the word scatological before?
Just today.
Yeah, I've never heard that word before. That's okay. We created our own terminology around here. I don't like their terminology, so I got to create our own.
Well, you know, I was trying to be nice. You know, I could say way worse stuff, I guess.
You could be cruder.
Yeah. I'm trying to be...
A good Christian girl.
Yeah, right, Dave.
Is that what you're pretending to be?
I don't think I could ever do that.
All right. Well. You can pretend if you want to.
I have tattoo sleeves, and I have pink hair, and I cuss, drink beer, and I'm not a good Christian. I'm not even saying that.
So the most Christian thing about you is you come on this podcast.
Well, the most Christian thing about me is that I really do love people and I care and I want people to know that God's real. And
mm-hmm.
I don't fit the Christian girl. Listen, I'm not going out and being a slut or anything. I'm not out there. You know? But I don't fit the.
Yeah, you assured me of that. That's
yeah.
Why we have you on the air. Cause you're...
Yeah. I have a sailor mouth sometimes. I try, you know, I try not to cuss. I try not to do all those things, but I don't know. I'm far from being a perfect Judeo-Christian fake person.
I think you do a pretty good job after I announce that I've already pushed the record button. We seem to get remarkably better.
Well, Dave, the last time you didn't tell me I was on, and I said the F word.
I know.
Because I'm real like that. I'm just not fake. I'm not going to pretend I'm perfect or do any of that crap.
I think our audience likes that. They go, she's just like us. I think my audience drops F-bombs all the time. I just can't do it.
I really try hard on your show, Dave, to not drop F-bombs, because I get really mad, and it just feels good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But.
We've got all kinds of people dropping F-bombs in here now. I can't edit it all out.
Yeah. But... You know, I mean, Christians have been dumbed down to the point where, you know, you're not supposed to masturbate or have sexual feelings. You're not supposed to want anything that's, you know, God gave you desires for. The thing is, you have to control yourself. You can't. You know what I mean?
We're going to talk about masturbation sometime, as soon as I get the guts to do it.
Do it, Dave. Do it, Dave, right now. What is
well,
it?
I have before, but I haven't got the Bible. Actually, there's nothing in the Bible. So that's
Dave,
the
problem. Where in the Bible does it say? So if you have a wet dream, then you're going to go to hell because you did it in your sleep. I don't know. So what are your feelings on masturbation, Dave?
What the Illuminati did is they psyoped us big time, and they tried to cover up that man is primarily a sexual being. A good way to explain that, in the Golden Age or in heaven, and also in the future, what God's creatures do, if they have sufficient free time, is they mostly have sex.
Wow.
And they don't want us to know this. And so that you kind of have to get a feel for that,
right?
Before we start talking about masturbation, there's no specific laws against that.
Well, am I going to go to hell if I do that?
You can do evil things when you masturbate, but that's true for everything else too.
But what? Okay, so where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line?
What they did? What? They lied to us, and they told us that you cannot look at a woman and be sexually attracted to her.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. You sin every single time you do it. And mm-hmm. Jesus didn't teach that. They changed the text, and there's a whole book that exposes this. And this guy's not into conspiracy. He's just saying the text was altered. And
what about women towards men? What if I thought Dave was sexy and I masturbated? Was that a sin?
It depends. It can be.
How? Well, I just want to know your opinion on that. I'm not saying I do that. I'm just
I would need more information.
Well,
that's probably not something we can talk about on here.
Well, if you're doing something evil and you get thrilled off that evil, that would be bad.
Well, the problem is defining evil.
Okay. And that's where all right. You know how I tell you that the Joker Batman.
The general rule is everything in moderation. That's what God's laws have to do with.
You know how in the movies that people think that the hero is the good guy? That we've been trained to think that the Antichrist figure in a movie is the hero, and then the bad guys are the bad guys. And if you just turn the movie around and realize that they're making the Antichrist figure the good guy, and the evil people, the bad guys, just turn it around. Because with
Go ahead.
Because like the Joker in the movie, he has more moral values than anybody, but no one sees that.
Mm-hmm.
He has values that most people don't even think are values. Like, he burns money. He does all this stuff, right?
Let me say something real quick. If God is so concerned about masturbation, as Christians absolutely believe that he is, where does it say in the law of Moses about anything about preventing your children from masturbating? Does it tell
Nowhere.
You that in the Bible anywhere?
No.
Hold it here. God must not be very concerned about that. So when does he become concerned? What does it tell you? Does it give you an update about what age? Does it say anything?
I know. I get confused. And that's the Judeo-Christian Masonic crap. You know, and the guilt trip and all this stuff.
I'm not trying to advocate all masturbation here.
No. I know.
Or porn or whatever that.
Dave, you want to know my okay, you want to know my opinion on porn? All right.
You're not going to scare us, are you?
No, but right. Okay. So remember when they sacrificed children and had like sexual orgies you know how they actually sacrificed children and had orgies at the same time when they were sacrificing their kids to Baal?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So think about this. So the Jews, the honest truth, if you go look at the names of people who own the porn industry are the Jews, all right, they run it, all right? And they're the ones that were the Phoenicians.
I call them fake Jews.
Yes, fake Jews. And so if you're masturbating to pornography, you're killing a Baal sacrifice, orgy, ritual. And that's why it's wrong. because you're doing it all together at the same time, and you're actually, they found a clever way to have this sexual orgy to ball through the internet. How about that?
You know, the older term, to ball, they don't hear it much anymore, but that has to do with bail. You know, ball is to have, you know. I want to ball you.
And literally they would drown out, they'd use drum circles and drums to drown out the sounds of the baby screaming because they were being sex pipes. And they would all be having sex with each other as a sex ritual, right? So pornography is a sexual ritual, which is bad for that reason.
I'm glad you're saying this because I thought you were going to say something. I thought you were going to try to rationalize.
No. Dave, natural sexual feelings are fine. But when you start getting into the realm of rituals of any kind, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're giving energy to Saturn. And then God told Satan he was going to eat the dust of the earth, right? He lived on...
Go ahead. I'm not going to debate that.
You're going to crawl on your belly and you're going to eat dust. All right, that's what Satan's supposed to do. But when somebody dies, they become ions of salt. You just become ions of salt. We become the salt of the earth. Because when we die, we're salt. So he lives off of our death. So he requires death because that's what the energy and ions that he lives on. So see what I mean? That he's actually eating the dust of the earth. So he requires death and sacrifices to live, to survive.
Who do you think this death character is in Revelation 6 and Revelation 20? Is Hades in death?
Well, God created it that way, that they live off the death of people.
I just wonder, who do you think that's an entity there?
Sure.
A god? Okay. Well, who's death?
Because Satan was told that he would eat dust for the rest of his life. He would crawl in his belly and eat dust. Dust is salt. It's the ion of the human beings that die. So that he requires death, and the more innocent of the sacrifice, the more energy he gets from it. Look, if you think about money, what the hell do they call money? Currency. It's energy. Money is energy. They don't care about money as being. It has a charge to it, your charge card. See how they do that? Charge card, money. This all has to do with energy and ions. Money creates an energy.
Uh-huh.
So whoever sacrifices to Satan gets money. It's a charge card. It's currency. See?
Interesting. Never thought.
If you look at your Visa card, right, it has a wing on it, which is Mercury, which is why am I not thinking of that right now? Mercury. Apollo's brother, what's his name? Anyway, he's like the messenger, you know, to Apollo. He's like so you have the Antichrist and you have the false prophet. Well, that would be Mercury. And he has the wings and he carries the two snakes going up the pole. It's the medical sign, you know. And all the stuff relates. And they put it on the Visa card, his wings.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why nobody sees this stuff, but I do. Hermes.
Well,
Hermes.
Before,
he's also known as Hermes.
Okay.
Yeah. So all of our money is, you know, it's charged. And people don't realize, like, essential oils, they have a charge to them. You ever smelled essential oils and they lift your spirit? Pharmacology, you know, like the magic with pharmacology, and they do all that. Well, actually, that's why witches use a lot of these essential oils in their rituals, because they have a charge on them, an electrical charge.
Very interesting.
Yeah, this is. I think about this stuff all the day, and I all day I look at this stuff and I see it. And
this is why I'm no practical good, because I think about stuff like this all day too.
You do?
Oh yeah, I'm distracted by all these things in my head, from hour to hour. Thankfully, I have a lifestyle that I can actually get away with that.
Well,
it'd be torturous if I had to work a job and think about this stuff, try to put it out of my mind so I could concentrate, maybe.
Well, Mercury was the messenger, and he holds the. He's known as Hermes, and you know, there's a lot of writings about Hermes.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, the Caduceus? What do they call that? I always forget that.
The Caduceus?
With the two.
Yeah, we tried to remember that last time.
And he carries the, he carries that with the wings?
Mm-hmm.
So that's on the Visa card.
Yeah.
So, he's like Apollo's brother. So he would be, in the Bible, he would be the false.
I think he is Apollo, myself.
No, Mercury's not, he's Apollo's brother. And so he's the messenger of the gods in Rome, the Roman gods. And so he's like the false prophet.
Okay. Never heard anybody say that before.
Yeah.
So do you think he incarnates over and over?
No. He just exists. He's like,
you're a celestial being or a man?
Yes.
Which one?
He's a celestial being.
Oh.
And but he's a demigod.
Does he incarnate?
But see, yeah, because people don't understand. They always try to pin some, like, Obama or this or that on the Antichrist. Well,
no, I know.
There's a real Antichrist, Apollo, Napoleon. Mm. And Mercury is his brother. And Mercury,
I agree with you on that one.
Mercury is the messenger, and he's the false prophet.
I've never heard about his brother, that theory. I haven't heard of that one.
He's the messenger.
So you're saying the false prophet is the brother of the Antichrist.
Yes.
I've never heard that before. Okay.
Yep, he's the messenger.
Hmm.
And
he's kind of like a evil John the Baptist, maybe?
Yes, and if you look on your Visa card, you'll see the little wing, his little wing.
I'm going to look right now. I got a debit card.
Yeah.
There's a little orange symbol on the V.
That's Mercury's wing.
Okay. Hmm. You know, I've never noticed that before.
Mm-hmm.
Is it actually orange?
Yeah.
Wow.
Why would they put that on there?
I'm talking to the average person. They don't even, why they do, they didn't need to do that. Everything is symbolic, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'll send you a picture of Mercury's, So Mercury is the false prophet. He's the messenger to announce Napoleon. Yeah, I sent it to you. See the wing on his cat? And his feet?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
of course, I've seen that before, but I'm just making the correlation here.
Because money has a charge to it. That's why they call it charge card.
Okay, now they have this character in X-Men called Quicksilver.
Well, silver always represents the moon.
You think it relates to that?
And the moon is Isis, and the moon is silver. And it is the silver gateway. The sun is the golden gate. And that's why they have the moon and the sun on both sides of the pillars, the Masonic pillars. One is Osiris, and one is Isis.
Hmm.
And that's your LG. Your LG logo is the moon. Because of the eye that's blinking on one side, and the L.
Do you have
L.
an evil LG phone?
Yep.
I have an evil Samsung phone.
But
everything is evil.
You can, I can break down anything I look at. It's amazing.
So you agreed with me earlier that everything has been tainted with Satanism.
And
corrupted.
And you ever think about the word bank? What that means?
Not lately. Whatever I have before, but I can't even remember about that. My ruminations on that.
Well,
they were borrowed though.
The Phoenicians were the sea traders. See, they started the whole sea trade thing. You know, they were I call them the sea pedestrians. And what they would do is they would leave their goods that they had on the banks, like to the Africans.
Uh-huh.
And the Africans had a lot of gold, so they would leave their goods in exchange for gold. And they'd leave them on the banks of the river or the water. So that's where they got the word bank.
I can't remember if I've heard that before. I'm not sure.
If you study Phoenicians, you can figure out a lot. Because, listen, our language is phonic, right? Phonic.
Mm-hmm.
So we get our language from the Phoenicians. The Greeks got their word from the Greeks, the Romans. Rome is still Saturnian. That's where all the Saturnian gods are Roman, and they still practice that today at the Vatican. So the Romans, there's a whole history about.
Are you implying that the Vatican is evil?
Well, most certainly I am.
Is this another conspiracy theory of yours?
If you look at their logo, the thing that they love, their monstrance clock,
mm-hmm.
And it says IHS, that's Isis, Horus, and Set. And they have the Tao cross, which is Tammuz. So they put T on there, right?
They love him.
Tammuz. And so if you turn that upside down, and because there's all sodomites, right? If you turn that monstrance clock upside down with Isis, Horus, Set, and the cross, it's spelled SHIT. And the,
really?
what you think looks like a sun is actually a butthole.
Hmm.
And they mock us all day with that stuff.
That sounds like black sun symbolism.
And Set was Satan in the Bible. It, you know, a type of shadow of Satan. And to them, Set actually sodomized Horus in the Greek mythology, right? So Set, sodomized Horus, which
I didn't know that. If I did, I forgot it.
Yes, he did. And so
I think a lot of that stuff is medieval forgeries. But
they're telling you, no, they're telling you, no, they're telling
you. Well, some of it has to be, obviously.
They're telling you that they're sodomites right there. Like the Isis Horus Set. Because Set sodomized Horus. It's a fact. You can look it up. It's a fact. And so the circle with the wafer, the round wafer, is a representation of the black hole sun. It's the whole, you know. So it's a sodomy symbol.
Hmm.
And I'm telling you, Dave, it's not just me that understands this. There's a lot of stuff out there that you can look it up. And people just don't take the time to do that.
Yeah.
And we know that the priests have, and all those folks have been investigated numerous times for these sodomy acts on children. We know that. And that's what they do. And they do worship Saturn to this day. Why do they have an obelisk in front of the Vatican? It's a penis, okay? Why do they have a sundial on the ground. It's a huge sundial. Worshipping Osiris. You know, these are questions that people have to ask themselves and answer for themselves. And not just take, you know, the word. People just believe things because they think they're good people and they think they're
Everybody thinks they're good.
And they're righteous and all this stuff. They're
people
not.
Even the Satanists believe they're good. They just reverse evil and good.
We're
the good people.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thinks they're good. That's how delusional we are. Everybody.
And here's the thing that people don't understand. That they're the bloodline of Satan. And they believe that they're right from their perspective. So it's really a relative thing to say. Good and evil is very relative. Right?
I just want to say, I said it before, but what Christians haven't figured out is that there's all kinds of sexual laws that they believe are in the Bible, but they're not in the Bible anywhere. But they haven't figured this out yet. and they're not going to be able to find them because they're not there. They've never investigated. They just assume. The Illuminati told them this. They don't like to sex has to do with having fun at one level. I mean, sex is a lot of things. They don't like to have Christians have fun. That's enough fun for you. We want all skill. And
But you have to understand that if the bloodline of Satan, the way they get energy and the way they survive is through sex, sodomy, money, all these things is how they survive. If you're a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit, and we don't live like they do. They require that in their life. That's what they have to have.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody can understand. There's two factions on this earth. There's them and us. There are two races. Two alien races working against each other. And because there aren't very many of them, all they can do is deceive us so that we buy into it, so that we support them. If most people figured out what we know, they would sink tomorrow. They'd be dead. People would trample them. It'd be over. They rely on deception.
Mm-hmm.
And can you blame them?
Well,
that's what they have to do.
If the people found out what was really going on, they'd have a big mess on their hands.
You know what, Dave? There's no one talking this stuff like we do. There really is not people talking like we're talking right now. We are pretty exclusive on this stuff for exploding things.
Well, I think that we're taking a different angle on these videos and stuff like that. They're not talking about what we're talking about.
Well, I don't think it's taking a different angle. I think it's just seeing the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can prove everything I'm saying. It's not my ideas that I came up with or my revelations. There's 90-some% of it I can prove. I can't prove my exchanges with Satan and demons and all that. I can't prove that, obviously, but I can prove through their own writing, through videos, through things that they do. They tell them there is a law in God's realm where they have to tell us what they're doing, but most people can't see it. So when they go before the courts of God, they'll say, you know, we told everybody, we told them through all these ways, and no one saw it. I'm standing here today to tell you I see it, and we can see it, and we can choose to see it if we want to. It's a choice. If I can do it, anyone can. You just have to want to. And you need to break out of your programming and mind control, because we live in a world of serious mental mind control.
Yeah, I also think that people are mentally ill.
Everybody is. We are.
That's the norm now, be mentally ill.
Mm-hmm. Like I always say, I'm just higher functioning in the knowing. You know, I don't think that I'm any better. I don't walk around thinking I'm better than anybody else or any of that stuff, but I just think if I can see this stuff, you guys can see it. If I could just show you little things here and there. And I have successfully busted people out of this whole thing, this mind control thing. I have done it. And I think if I get my website up, and God willing, I will do what I'm going to do. I can't control what God wants people to see, because you know how it says in the Bible that most people will be deceived? I don't have an illusion that I'm going to, or delusions. I don't have delusions that I'm going to change the world. I'm not trying to do that. But I believe that people who are supposed to see it will. You know. And I think that people that listen to what we were talking about.
You know, I think people's minds are permanently frozen, and I think that God unfreezes a few of them. But that's what the evidence indicates. So, otherwise, they don't see anything or listen to anything or pay attention. Or they just think that you're strange.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm. It's so funny because, like, you know how Moses he stuttered, you know, in the Bible it talks about how he stuttered. Mm-hmm. God always picks the crazy people because he doesn't want everyone to know it. I mean, if you look at me with my tattoo sleeves, and pink hair, craziness, you're probably not going to listen to me if you just look at me, because in our world, we don't value.
We don't listen to people with pink hair?
Yeah, we don't value people who are expressive, outside the box, think outside the box, the cube. You know, it's by design. I mean, I believe that they test children at a young age with these SAT tests and all this stuff. They actually want the people that can express things through, you know how people that can learn something that you tell them and spit it back to them. Mm-hmm. They don't want people that think outside the box and think for themselves. And you'll be X'd out immediately as a young child.
This has become glaringly obvious that they don't want people to think at all.
Right.
Especially out of the box.
Right.
If you try to do that, then they're ready and waiting with alternative media to convince you that you're a deep thinker and you can think out of the box. And they're going to tell you, they're going to define reality for you.
I went through nursing school and I had straight A's. I was the most loving, like, I loved all my patients, you know, in clinicals. I just loved them. I loved helping. I was really good at what I did.
Do you consider yourself an empath? I'm not sure
like
if you are or not.
I don't like those terms.
Okay.
I just was always...
They're created by Illuminati.
When my mom was sick all my life, and when I was a kid, I used to dress up like a nurse and wrap her up, and like I would wrap her from head to toe in like bandages. You know, I just loved it, and I was really good at science, you know, in college, and chemistry and all that kind of stuff.
Hmm.
And I had straight A's all through pre-reqs, you know, for nursing. And I did really well. And one nurse decided she didn't like how I did things outside the box, you know. I did my own thing, and I did it within a loving bounds and safety and everything. You know, she just didn't like that. She bumped me. And I had straight A's. And I figured, you know, and then I got pregnant with Maria.
Mm-hmm.
And I already had a lung, like, I already had some health issues, and I couldn't go to school and take care of Maria, so I was like, screw that, fine, I'm taking care of Maria. And so my whole nursing career went down the tube, just because of one person who didn't like me. That's, And she had her tenure, and there's no fighting it, you know.
Maybe you'll find out someday that that was God covertly working in your life. And
oh, I know it was.
To stay home and take care of your daughter.
And my kids are amazing. My son, he just graduated from college, and now he's he put himself through college working at Lowe's as a manager. And everybody loves him because he's hilarious, funny, and just great. And he put himself to physical therapy school. And so we had this barbecue for my dad tonight, because it's his 74th birthday. And Gabe says, "Mom, I just keep waiting for someone to yell at me." Because, you know, cause he was a manager, you know, and people were attacking him all the time. He goes, "I love my job, and I'm just taking care of people." And he loves to work with the elderly, and he has this, you know, like he's doing physical therapy and has a new job. And I'm just so glad that he got out of that, you know, that working at Lowe's. But he put himself to college. And he's amazing. And my daughter Maria is just absolutely to die for amazing. Funny, loving, the most incredible person. I don't know if they would have turned out that way if I, you know, had stayed home with them. But I raised them with...
I'll be the first to tell you they would have not. They'd be significantly different, unfortunately.
Yeah. And in our house, I mean, we always had gardens, and everything we did, we made. Like, we would make quilts, and they'd have their own quilts that they made to sleep with. And we made our own soap, and we made... Everybody took a bath with their favorite soap we made. And we just did all that kind of stuff. And, you know, and so we know that, you know, that the Illuminati have been trying to break down the family. And it started in the 60s.
I think they succeeded with that.
Yeah. And I just think the Lord didn't want that.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah. I became a stay-at-home mom in the... You know, with a college, with probably 6 or 7 years of college with no degree. I mean, I studied. I even went to a journalism school and did all this great stuff. And it's actually helping me now because I know how to write and I can express myself and do all a lot of things. I probably learned in college and stuff, but.
What college did you go to?
I went to, I started out, because I was, you know, I messed around a lot in high school.
Uh-huh.
I ended up at Spokane Falls Community College.
Okay.
And I got my AA degree there. And I had, my biggest thing I did there was I got a bunch of poems published, I wrote. And then I went to, I went to Everett, and I lived there for a while in Everett, and I went to nursing school there.
Everett is like a poor man's version of Tacoma, and Tacoma is like a poor man's version of Seattle. That's what I call it.
So but I went there.
Everett is a lot like Tacoma.
Yeah, it is. I didn't like it. But anyway, so I went there, and then I came back here to finish my last part of nursing school at SCC. And then and in between all this, I took a million other classes, you know, with nursing. And then I went to, Eastern Washington University.
Really?
Journalism.
Well, you know, I went there, right?
Yeah. So I took all my journalism and all that stuff there. And then I went to Washington State University.
Wow.
And took a whole lot of classes there.
Hmm.
Yeah, so I've kind of made my round. But
Did you go to a community college at Everett?
Yeah, that's where.
How come you went all the way over there to do that?
My mom hated Spokane because she was raised with the Jesuits raised my mother.
Mm-hmm. Catholic school.
Yeah, and. My grandfather, he started the Monac Indian Center. And so we, between that and Gonzaga, so my grandfather was connected with Gonzaga University. My grandfather and grandmother taught there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I grew up with priests all around me growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And then my uncle was a federal court judge, Bill Lindbergh, in Seattle.
We have people in the background that are going to develop conspiracy theories that you are Illuminati, even if you don't know who you are. That's the way that it always happens. That way, you know?
Well, here's the thing, though. When my grandparents died when I was 10, 11.
Okay.
And we moved to the country out at Mount Spokane. I was raised on a farm. So about from 11 years on, I didn't even have grandparents or their side of the family. Because my mom was a single child. So I was mostly raised around my dad's family, which were all farmers. So there was no influence on me as being Illuminati because I was too young. But I remember my Uncle Bill, he was a federal court judge. He would come up with his London fog coat, you know, and sit there. So I think I was about 11, and then that was the end of that. So I don't have any connections. So I was raised on a farm with my parents.
I was too.
We had every animal.
Big red barn.
Yeah, me too.
You had a big red barn?
Yeah.
What?
And we had horses and cattle.
Do you realize that's two big red barns in a row? That's kind of unusual, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we had a lot of outbuildings and chickens and ducks. Animals, and we had pigs, and we had everything. So, and then, so my mom moved to Seattle, and then she moved to Belltown.
Hmm.
In Seattle.
There you go, Belltown.
Yes,
this is getting weird.
I know.
There's all these little synchronicities. With
I know.
That is
I know.
Really weird.
I lived there for about a year. I lived in Belltown. I lived in Belltown, and
these conspiracy theories are finding more objective support now. Yeah. They're working in the background. They're going to get
know.
You.
I know. And my mom, she was a watercolor artist, so she sold all of her artwork down at the Pike Street Market.
The conspiracy theory is that Bella moved to Belltown because her handler told her to do that. But
yeah.
We just want to, you know, let it be known that could be. They could be sending, your handler could be sending you signals on a subliminal level. You don't actually have to hear anything. You may have never met your handler, so you could be perfectly innocent, Bill. I just want to, you know, support you on your show, on this show. Advocate you to some level.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny?
I can't infallibly prove that you're the Illuminati agent, so go ahead.
My mom, she loved shoes. She had piles and piles of shoes and clothes.
Did she have a shoe fetish?
No, she just, I don't know. She just loves shoes, right? And so one night, because I was living in the middle of Belltown, and the Crocodile Cafe was right next to us, you know, and a lot of famous people have played there and stuff. And then the other side, you go around the corner, and there's all these poor people, druggies and all stuff and stuff. And I would see these people with no shoes, you know, no shoes on and wounds, like really bad wounds.
Hmm.
And so there was around the corner, there was a Rite Aid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd go over there and I'd steal a bunch of my mom's shoes because I knew she wasn't wearing them. I'd pack the shoes, go around the corner, and I'd take some money and I'd go buy all these you know, medical supplies. And I'd sit on the corner and I would patch people's wounds up, give them shoes, clothes.
Really?
You know? Oh, yeah.
So you truly are a compassionate person, even if you're not an empath.
Well, one lady, her name was Angel, and she was like, she kept calling me that.
You talking about a street person?
Yeah.
I've always loved street people. It's a little bit different now, but I mean, I was fascinated by them in high school. I actually took a guy out and bought him dinner one time. I was intrigued by them early on.
Well, there was one point when Paul and I, you know, Paul and I, Maria was like, what was she, like 3 months old, and Gabe was like 4. And Paul and I took our van, and we just went to Berkeley and lived in our van. And I met the cool
people.
You
went to Berkeley and lived in your van?
Yes.
you must have met a lot of hipsters.
I did. Suddenly influenced
your life here.
I met a lot of people down there. I actually stayed on the Russian River for a while.
I wonder why they named it that.
And the funniest thing was this guy. He was pretty well known down there. They would make cards of him, you know, and put him in the stores. But he was called the Hate Man. And the first minute we walked onto the Ave in Berkeley, the first guy that comes up to Gabe, he's 4, and he's like, the guy goes, "Tell me you hate me." And he goes. And Gabe was like, but you have 2 different shoes on. Why are you wearing 2 different shoes? And Gabe made friends with him. And so we actually did drum circles down there.
Don't announce that on the air. I'm afraid that this is going to become a new fad. I don't want to spread it, that people are going to start wearing different shoes. This is not happening yet, is it? I can just see this coming now, so don't talk about that.
It was hilarious. And yeah, and so I actually met... That was a great life experience. I met a guy, and because Paul's a musician, you know, and I play drums and everything, and we could just play music and people would just gather. You know.
Christians are not very smart people, so they're going to refer to all those people that you are talking about as liberals. Did you know that?
They're just people. You know what? They're just people that have been... programs like anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember this one guy, we were on the park on the water. I just remember just playing music outside by the water. And this guy, this older black guy, he just played anything, you know, he was amazing. And he remembers the Mamas and the Papas and he was friends with them all.
Really?
And he talked about how they were all, at the time I didn't know about the Illuminati and all these parties and stuff. And he would talk about how they were all naked and doing this and that and orgies and all that. And I'm like, that's not my deal. I'm like, I don't know anything, you know. And Mama Cass was under a table naked, eating a sandwich, all this crazy stuff. And I'm like, you know, and I never knew. Any of that. How old was I? Like 20 something. It's all new to me. I was like, what? And I never I just listened to stories and I never engaged in any of that kind of stuff.
I actually hold to the conspiracy theory that Mama Cass was a bloated, artificially bloated clone.
Yeah.
Because they're mocking us. And you're going to listen to this music anyway, no matter how fat she is.
Actually,
that's a conspiracy joke that I just made up. I don't actually believe that.
But yeah, but the thing is I've had lots of experiences around a lot of different, you know. Belltown was quite an experience. I mean, I watched out the window as one guy shot another guy. It was crazy.
How long were you in, you know, Belltown is, you know, it's kind of an odd mixture of good and bad. I mean, it is. How long were you there?
About a year.
It's kind of like being over in the Philippines, but you have the middle class, and all you got to do is go like a quarter of a mile, and you got like total shacks with the city.
Uh-huh.
It's just pristine, mm-hmm. But things deteriorate quickly once you walk a little ways.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But my mom just absolutely loves Seattle. I mean, she left my dad to live there because she hated Spokane so bad.
May I ask you a question? What is the number one reason why you have chosen to live in Eastern Washington instead of Western Washington? Family? You ever thought about it?
I got a good deal in this house that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Peaceful Valley, which was like the hippie, you know, neighborhood. And I lived on Sunset Highway, and we had huge garden and all the stuff up there. But I got this opportunity for an absolutely deal. I mean, it was just in my face. And my mom kept telling me, you know, those, your kids need a good high school.
Mm-hmm.
They need to go to a good high school. And they would have had to have gone to, like, you know, a pretty rough school where I was living. And I actually moved over here on the north side in a nice neighborhood because, and I don't fit in here. Trust me. Everybody in my neighborhood thinks I'm just, my yard is completely bohemian. Everything. And some of them love it, and other people are like, what are you doing? But, so, I moved here so my kids could go to Meade High School. Now it's Spokane.
Oh, Meade.
Yeah.
I know all about them. They've got a fantastic track and field program.
Yes.
For boys and girls.
And Gabriel was, played basketball for, and made, see, my brother Matt and Jed, my brother Jed was a champion high jumper, very well known around here.
Really? You know, I used to be a high jumper. I broke the record when I was in ninth grade.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting because we had a lot of good high jumpers go through there before me. But when I got in high school, I started running cross country and I couldn't jump anymore.
Yeah.
I ran too. I was doing 10-mile road runs. That's going to ruin the spring in your legs.
Right. And my brother Matt played basketball for me. So everybody knew my family before Gabe even went there. You know. So
I just want to say that Meade High School in Spokane, they got the best track and field program ever.
Right.
State, so.
And that's exactly where my brother Jed went, and did all that, and. So then my brother Matt became famous here because he, at the time when Gabe was going to school, Matt started working, he was a cameraman for Channel 4 News.
Hmm.
And then he went over to Como, and he became really well known over there.
As conspiracy theories are percolating. Right. Go ahead.
And he became a reporter and a cameraman over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, it's weird because I used to go to Matt's parties, you know, with all the news people, and they are the biggest slutty people you ever met if you sat around with them. And I spent a lot of time hanging around with a lot of those people, just listening. You know, I didn't become close friends with any of them. And then, so Matt, he got offered a job with the show Cops.
Yes.
And he produces it. Now he still does. He produces the show Cops and films it.
This is why some people are totally convinced that you're Illuminati opposite.
I know. But here's the thing is
they don't need any more evidence. That's giving us our chance.
But the thing is, me and Matt and I butt heads because I understand the cops are fraternity and, you know, they wear the Saturn star. The court system is basically for criminals and it supports the criminals. And we have arguments, terrible arguments about how I hate that, you know, the whole thing. So it put a big rift in our relationship, you know. But so Matt Stannard, yeah, you can look him up. He produces Cops, the show Cops. And I have nothing to do with that.
The road. You're talking about Cops. This is the show where they're always busting people.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. You know, I live in this transitional housing situation here because it's low rent. And that is the number one show that people have watched here over the last 2.5 years. They all watch that show.
Mm-hmm.
We all got, you know, Criminal Minds.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you can look up Matt Stannard. He's he produces that whole show.
Okay, I'm going to try to bend over backwards to, you know, believe that he's not Illuminati. But anyway.
Well, you know.
He can't possibly be because he's
Matt. Matt, he's the sweetest thing.
Uh-huh.
He's not a bad guy. I don't think he even knows. I that's why I think it's compartmentalized, because I, you know, Matt would, he, since he's a camera guy, he actually filmed every birth of my sister Jenny, you know, and he would cry, filming it, crying. he's a very loving soul. And I know that he's experiencing, I can tell he's experiencing post-traumatic stress from his job. And that's how I know that, you know, that this thing that's going on is so compartmentalized. Like NASA, you know, everybody at NASA just know it's fake. They can actually watch rockets go to the moon and they think it's happening because it's compartmentalized.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I know that Matt produces that show, I really don't think he even knows the thing. This whole thing that we talk about.
Okay, well, you know, it depends on who's creating the script. If he's just producing it, believe it or not, it's on a need-to-know basis. He does not have to be involved in a conspiracy.
Exactly.
Just produce
the
show.
Yep.
Yeah, they
he
write
does
it.
His job.
And he produces it. So.
Yes. He's like a victim more than he's.
There you go. Victim.
Because he built, him and my dad built a few houses together in town. Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
My dad lives in one of them, definitely. My dad, or Matt, pretty much put all his money, you know, in houses and real estate. So.
Did your dad work in construction or something?
My dad actually built our house in the country. It was huge. We were like, he worked for Kaiser.
Okay.
So he raised us like that, but in the rest of the time he built our house. So he just loved, that's what he loves. He likes to do that. So him and Matt are really close.
Mm-hmm.
And so they, Matt is the most giving, loving person. You know, he's not an evil person at all.
I'm assuming that he has a nice income.
Yeah, he does.
How could he not?
He makes a lot of money. And my brother Jed, you know, talk about conspiracy if you want to get weird. It's like at one point, my brother Jed became I don't even know what you call it. He's brilliant because he builds like stuff. Ticketmaster over in Seattle.
Is your dog initiated into conspiracy theories of yours? He seems to approve of them. He's kind of applauding you in the background.
I know. So Jed actually was a personal trainer to Bill Gates.
You got, oh, whoa.
I know.
Is there anything else you can do to prove that you're an Illuminati agent?
But so Bill Gates would tell him, you know, nothing in this room goes out. If you don't, nothing we say
well,
goes out of
the
room.
You're being consistent here. That's compatible with my belief system.
Yeah.
You would need to do that. You know?
Yeah. And so, because my brother Jed was a sports physical trainer. He actually has his master's degree in that.
Hmm.
So he ended up actually being a personal trainer to Bill Gates.
Wow. Let me tell you something. Let me ask you something. So you have a biological twin, your sister?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, the Illuminati, they love twins.
Oh, I know. I actually got caught up in
everything about
study.
Twins, symbology, the whole works.
St. Louis University has my sister and my blood. They actually got the same thing and studied before I knew all this stuff. So who knows where my DNA is?
Mm-hmm.
There might be other Bellas walking around.
We're becoming increasingly suspicious. There's a conspiracy theory out there that the Illuminati has created a doppelganger for virtually everyone, and these doppelgangers are contained in the subterranean. They have plenty of room down there. But they've got a doppelganger for everybody, basically a clone.
Maybe there is one of me, because the University of Washington, St. Louis has all my whole, actually they did a whole study in our whole family, because I have, because bipolar disorder runs in our family. So, and I don't believe in that. I don't believe that bipolar is an illness as much as I think it's a personality trait.
Yeah.
But because I was diagnosed with that.
I think it's a disorder, but it's manufactured overall.
Yeah. So they wanted to, they did a huge study in our family about that. So, but this was before I knew all this stuff. Or I would never have given it my blood. But I was diagnosed with bipolar, but I'm an ENFP, which I'm an extroverted intuition person. Like, that's my strongest trait. And I can take information from all over the place and just connect things to other people.
Let me tell you something. The system is rigged to declare that you're bipolar because they want to put you on drugs.
Yeah.
Ideally, everybody is bipolar because we want to drug everybody. So
yeah.
Submit to the system and take your medication.
Right. But it's just because I'm very, very, very manic. Because my brain goes a million miles an hour.
That's a great quote. It's just because I'm very, very manic.
I know. And I just take information from all over, and my brain is constantly thinking and connecting dots.
You kind of sound like me here, you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You're an ENFP.
We have some things in common. Mm-hmm. My mind is overactive.
Yeah, and so they want to label that as bipolar, but it's not. It's just the way your brain works.
They want to shut it down. They want to put a label on it.
Because we're actually the most dangerous people.
Yes, that's why you need to take your medication every day.
Exactly.
Shut you down.
Mm-hmm.
Be a good citizen, Bella.
I know, but I'm not.
Conform
I'm
to the
terrible.
System.
I'm evil, Dave.
Don't you know that God is working through the system according to Romans 13? Why won't you submit and be a good citizen?
Mm-hmm. Render to Caesar. Render to Caesar.
Yes, yes. It's all in the Bible. Jesus even talked about it. Be a good citizen. Okay? Follow
and
Jesus.
I'm
follow Jesus right into the new world order. Everything will be fine.
That's hilarious. And I am the most rebellious person. I cannot be tamed. I don't think there's anybody on the earth that could ever deal with me but Paul. Like, God gave him to me. I've been with him for 24 years, 25 years. I don't think anybody can deal with me. Because I'm a whirlwind of energy. I'm always the life of the party.
Bella, I think I can deal with you, but I have to be away from you for extended periods of time.
Do you really?
No, I don't know on a day-to-day basis. I'm not sure if we would drive too much on a day-to-day basis.
Tell me about that.
I might irritate you.
No, how do you have to take breaks from me, don't you?
No, I'm just cracking jokes.
Oh, okay.
You're trying to find some symbolic.
No, but Dave, I wouldn't blame you if you did, because I'm a very intense person. I walk into a room and everyone knows I'm there because I'm huge energy.
You're flamboyant.
Yeah, but I'm huge energy. In
I am
spirit.
Not, except verbally. Visually, no.
I don't even. Okay. I guess people think I'm easy on the eyes. I don't know. Like.
No, we all know you're beautiful. You can talk about it.
Well, you know, I wouldn't go that far. But anyway.
You're physically attractive.
And I don't know if that's good or bad for me because it just
it creates problems in a covetous society.
But
society is all focused around idolatry and the adoration of the female form.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I also have huge energy, spiritual, like energy in my body, in my face, in my eyes. I have this energy. And I realize this after a while. I used to try to downplay it, and I'd get all this attention. And I was raised in a humble family. Like, I wasn't raised to try to be popular or big or, you know. But I think it's just my ENFP energy, like my spirit. And it's just, I just take, a, I can just walk in a room and it's just like, I can feel it. In a, I think it's the ENFP thing. It's extroverted intuition. And ENFPs are like that.
Hey, Bella.
Yes.
This is not a private conversation, but we can actually accomplish something around here. Would you, do you actually approve of switching to Facebook and sending all these posts? It would be better for me.
Yeah.
It'd be better for you, too. All right. Please do that. That would be wonderful.
Yeah. Because there's, I feel compelled.
That
because,
way I can type on my computer. With, otherwise, I got to type on my phone. I don't like typing on my phone.
Okay.
I never told anybody that yet. This is like the first time. Yeah. I don't like typing on my phone anymore.
Well,
it's more work.
Yeah. And
I don't like the keyboard.
I feel compelled.
I got an alternative keyboard. And it's a little bit easier to type, but I still don't like it.
I live. I can. Yeah, I like my phone. I do everything on there. It's weird.
You got an LG?
Yeah.
Okay. I got an older one.
I just feel compelled that I'm always like, Dave needs to hear this. I don't know why. I'm like, and I'm really picky about who I talk to. It's not
Dave
like,
needs to get clued in. What is up with this guy, man? He's like clueless. Bella's going to school him. Right now.
I'll school you, babe.
Yeah.
I tell people that. I'm like,
I'll listen to you.
No.
I'll even clap in the background.
I feel like sometimes I feel like I am schooling people. I don't feel like I'm schooling you.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
I feel like I need to share it with you. Like, I need to share stuff with you. That you'll get it.
Women
I really never
like to share. You know that?
Huh?
Women like to share things.
Yeah, but
more than men.
Okay. But what we share is that it's not like, hi, Dave, I just made a pizza. You should taste it. You know, I'm not sending you stuff that is trivial.
Right.
I'm sending you deep. Like, it's like you're like a colleague. I don't know. You know?
Did you say the word colleague or colleague?
Colleague.
Okay, colleague, not colleague.
Not colleague.
Yeah.
Callie.
Callie is a different subject.
Yeah. So, I just want someone that I can, like, that will get what I'm thinking. Like, get it. And
just want to say something for the first time in world history.
Okay.
That when everyone breaks down these codes, their interpretations are different. They vary significantly. And that is an irrefutable self-evident fact.
Did you hear what I just said? Yeah.
We're trying to, you know, interpret what the Illuminati's doing these codes. We know that they're doing the codes. When you look at the interpretations, it's just like channeling. You got all these different interpretations, all these channelers. There's no cohesive.
No, there is, though, because there's a pattern.
I think so.
There are
patterns, but I'm talking about the interpretation. The interpretations vary widely based on people's level of knowledge.
If I'm looking at
that's a fact. You can document it. I just want to throw it out there.
I'm trying to be as objective as possible with my code because of passion.
The more esoteric knowledge you have and or access to revelation, the more accurate your interpretations will be. And that's a fact, too. You've got to be tapped into the secret knowledge. Because they have it. They have the secret knowledge. So they're speaking over your head consistently right on down the line. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You want to be careful, have a little humility that we can interpret all that. I don't think anybody can on a consistent basis.
I disagree.
I actually assume that I can't interpret it, and that's why I go to Revelation and see what's going on here. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
All right, okay. So.
You need to say that.
You ever seen the picture of Ayana, or, you know, she has like
Ayana?
Who's Ayana?
A pop star?
No, she's a goddess.
Oh, okay. Same thing. Well, the pop stars are actually emulating a goddess. Go ahead.
she has a...
Did you say Rihanna?
No.
Okay. How do you spell that?
I'm going to send you something right now.
No.
To show you. I can find it really quick. Show you what I'm talking about. And this is the problem with my phone, is I have everything on here, and it gets real.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any, do you have a desktop or laptop computer?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
I'm going to say...
I think too many people are moving in the direction of smartphones, and they don't even have a tablet or a laptop anymore, and it's like archaic now. I don't agree with that.
See, I'm going to send you, I sent you a picture of her.
Mm-hmm.
She's known as AWA.
AWA. Oh, well, it says it's receiving. It's coming. It's arriving. It's taking a while. I got bad Wi-Fi here, actually. Oop. Now it's two of them receiving. They haven't showed up yet, but they're arriving. I've never seen this before. This says receiving.
This is how I do it. This is how you know it's not... It's
now there's
not,
three of them that are arriving.
This is exactly how... get any of them. There is a legitimate code that can be interpreted objectively. Okay. Did you get any of them?
They're still arriving.
Okay.
Maybe the Illuminati doesn't like this, though. I'm starting to get suspicious here.
Too bad.
It's taken a long time for them to arrive. And I don't know. Conspiracy theories are circulating here. I'm typing because I just came up with an idea. Whenever I come up with an idea, I type it. That's what I do.
Okay. So she's known as AWA.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see that. And I'm sending you stuff that they make logos out of the same, her name. Are you like mad typing right now?
Yeah. Here's what I'm saying right now. If you are such a gutless wonder that you can't criticize me to my face, please talk to Johnny instead, and he'll tell me all about it. You've got these devolutionary entities that...
Who said that?
They will not even look in my general direction because I kind of frighten them, okay? Because you talk to Dave, and you want to break me down. You're not going to look very good, and you actually know that, okay? You want to criticize me anyway. You want to go talk to Johnny and see all these nasty things? What does Johnny do? He comes immediately to me and tells me everything he said. Maybe you probably knew that, but you can't. Are you afraid of me? Come talk to me. If you show any aggression whatsoever, I'll disassemble you. Come talk to Dave sometime, okay? Let's see what you're made of, all right? You can hurl insults to the peanut gallery if you want to. Mm-hmm. I find that highly amusing.
Mm-hmm.
And so is everybody else. So we'll make a show out of it. Come talk to Dave.
Okay.
Great. Come break Dave down.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a comedy act, okay? Let's do that sometime.
Did you get any of those?
Let me see. Now, we already know Illuminati doesn't like this. Oh, yeah, they're starting to arrive.
I'm so showing you.
The angels are helping us.
Do you see now? I'm showing you examples of what I do.
Okay, now, the first one, this has nothing to do with the credibility of what your interpretation, but I believe that's a manufactured symbol of Lilith, but that's okay. It still communicates truth.
And the thing is that if you look down in the rest of them, Awkwafina, the two A's on the side and the W on the top, it's her.
Now, I'm starting to see, you said you had all these memes.
This is what I do. This is what I do right here.
This is amazing. You got them all just sitting there. Wow.
All over. I have 1,000. I have 1,000.
This is really good. Yeah.
I know.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that's
yeah.
what I do.
Yeah. You're on to African, something new. I can see right
African
away.
Woman Award, ABA.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
See
yeah.
the AWA?
Yeah.
And how they put the W?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to actually promote you here at some point on this podcast. we're developing theories in the background that you're absolutely brilliant, but I don't want to tell you that because it's going to feed your ego.
No, don't worry about my ego.
Don't worry. We've got mind control programs around here. We're going to erase the memory overnight. You will not remember this tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah.
We're going to erase the memory.
I have thousands of these like this.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
See how that works?
Really something. Yeah, I can see it.
All right.
Yeah.
That's what I do. All day. Connect the dots.
Hmm. Now, who created this meme of Lilith? Did you do that or somebody else?
No, that's a well-known famous thing.
Hmm. Okay.
It's the W in her. So they make a. So I can do this all day just with that.
By the way, I believe absolutely that's referring to the upper Lilith, not the lower Lilith. There's an upper and lower Lilith. I know it confuses people, but that's what I
do. You see all those? There's like 7 that I just sent you that prove that it's not subjective. This is an objective point of view.
Now, this mountain symbology in the Awkwafina symbol logo is very interesting. There's an orange. Appears to be a sun that's partially emerging from behind this cosmic mountain.
Mm-hmm.
There's two mountains.
But that's the W, see, of Lilith.
Mm.
I mean, ask me any subject, I'll pull up some memes. I have a million.
This is what you're good at. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why I need to get my website up, because...
Mm-hmm. You need visuals.
Yeah. And I've already got a bunch of slideshows on my webpage already set up. And I can prove all day long by doing this, all day long, that... Remember I told you about the sodomite gateway?
Mm-hmm.
And the bee is...
You're talking about the anal portal.
And you know how the bee is... you see her, she's wearing the beehive on her head.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I'm going to send you this. And this is Queen Bee.
Let me ask you, who do you think this woman is?
She's the goddess Lilith, Ionis. She's the owl god, you know, the owl.
I agree. I don't normally call her.
They have her at Bohemian Grove. She's got the owl. So I was telling you about 33 being the fallen angels in the vortex, and they're in the sewer.
Hold just a second. You think the Bohemian Grove has to do with her instead of Moloch? Because you have the owl symbolism refers to both.
Yes.
I agree with you.
Yes.
Disinformation that it has to do with Moloch, it's referring to her.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so Queen Beatrice, the Queen Bee, right?
Yeah.
And the vortex in the 33s. Now, you tell me what's on her head. I'm sending it.
I can only imagine.
Okay. When I tell you it's about the anal vortex in the 33s, ask what's on her head. Just look at it.
Do you realize I actually thanks to your influence, I actually put anal vortexes in the podcast title.
Yeah.
It's all your fault, Billy. This is what you
I know, okay. But it's true. Now, look at this picture.
It's whatever. Taking a while to arrive here. The Illuminati doesn't like it. They're trying to hold it back. The angels are trying to help us here.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't arrived yet.
If you don't see what I'm talking about.
It's a battle. It's warfare in the background.
Now, I told you about the tie that binds is the bow, like a bow or a tie.
Here it is.
Tie that binds.
Oh.
So she has 33. In it. Look at
I've seen this before. Yeah, this is great.
What is that on her head? Just tell me what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not a what that you sit on?
Break it down for me.
She's wearing a toilet seat. Look.
Yeah, it looks like
her head.
It?
And she's got the 33s on the side and the tie that binds on the top.
There are 33s on the side.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have.
Now, is there something at the top? Does that mean something?
That's the tie that binds. The tie that binds.
The tie that. Wow, you're really good, Della.
I know. I'm telling you. I can decode it. I can decode anything all day. And when you guys. I know. Okay.
That is one of the most bizarre hat pieces that I've ever seen.
Because they're telling you it's the anal vortex. That's what they do. Wait till you see my web. Wait till you see my breakdown. Oh no. Remember how I told you as above, so below. Okay, I'm gonna send you this.
I'm a big believer in that. That's a big cover up. They don't want you to know that. If you're a Christian, anyway. That's a universal principle. So I'm not gonna tell you about that one. You're gonna make that's New Age, Dave. As above, so below. That has to do with the evil occult, and it's from the devil.
Did you know that they're all up in your Kool-Aid? I'm going to show you.
Did you know that Kool-Aid has food coloring from Illuminati? Don't drink that stuff, okay? I think you were speaking about Kool-Aid metaphorically, probably. Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah. I have found so many pictures of the Azabas.
That's exactly what people are doing all day long because they're plugged in the media. They're drinking the Kool-Aid all day long. They suck on it through a little straw.
And they make fun of us because they make the Kool-Aid guy with one arm up and one arm down.
And they think we're strange. I think you're strange. Who's right?
You were talking. I could just do this.
When I said I think you're strange, I wasn't referring to you. I was referring to mind-controlled society.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
You're probably approximately normal. I'm not quite sure yet, but that's my general estimation.
I'm not.
Oh, you're kind of normal. Compared to everybody else, they're in the open asylum. They're mentally ill, man.
Mm-hmm.
You are aware that most Americans are on medication, Dr. Dum-Dum.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a tool.
Right.
So these are people that are not very smart, okay? And they want to sit there and criticize me. Let's turn it into a comedy act. What else do you have to say? You know?
Well, once I get all the stuff, once I got all my decodes up on my website, it'll just blow people's minds. Because I've done this. I've collected these for 4 years.
You become an irritant to the controllers.
They
don't like you too much. Irritant.
Yeah. Well.
They don't like you. You are stumbling upon too many truths.
Well, it is.
I'm not stumbling. I'm not stumbling. Go ahead.
And what I'm saying is that there is objective. It's not my subjective. I mean, I just picked one subject for you and just. Most people don't even know that exists. You know, that.
Yeah, that would be true. Well, is there anything else you have to entertain us with? In the deep hours of the night. It's actually 3:18 here
but just,
off the coast.
Just say prayers for me that I can get this website up. Because
all right.
That's the key. Because everything I do has to do with the visual. You know, I can't. I can talk all day, but if I can't prove it with a visual picture, it's tough. So if I have like a website people can go to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Chuck actually has a close friend who's an expert, like several decades, on building websites.
Mm-hmm.
And I can put one up any time, but I'm not going to do it myself. Somebody else is going to have to do it for me.
Well, I've been decoding and collecting and making memes for
mm-hmm.
4 years. Years of it. And that's imperative that I do get this website up. Because, what do they expect? What does the Illuminati expect? I mean, we figured you out, so what are you going to do? Shut us down because we figured out your code that you put in our face? and then bitch about it because we figured it out? No.
Okay, I want to tell you something, Bella. I'm looking at the Kool-Aid one that you sent me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can't quite read it because it's too small on my phone, but if you send it to Facebook, I'd be able to see it. I can't. The text is too small.
And I actually have more of the Kool-Aid ones in Parade where he has one arm up and one down with the S above.
Let's switch to Facebook, okay? I tell you what, that last one you sent me, if you can remember, send that to me on Facebook, and we'll just shift right there. For now, I'll just do Facebook. If I can blow it up, I can see it better. I can't do it on my phone. See, it's too small.
Mm-hmm.
I have to save it and set it somewhere and then blow it up. Too much work. Well, let's switch to Facebook.
All
right. I actually like Facebook better than email. You send me a lot of emails and stuff like that, but we know about Facebook. We know it's control. I don't care about that.
Well, before I publish my website, I can actually probably send you a link to my website where you can go through the slideshow before I publish it, but you can see, you can go in there and save those, anything you want. Because I already made my whole Saturn with like slideshow, with everything Saturn that's on logos. So.
My laptop is down. I have to use this stupid desktop computer. And the keyboard I have is noisy. I gotta buy a new one for $1. I was actually at this used store, whatever they want to call them, and they had all kinds of keyboards for $1. And I forgot to buy one. They were good ones, too.
Huh.
I gotta go back there. The keyboard. A quiet keyboard. This is noisy keyboard.
I also have a section of Google Doodles that I've spoken in.
I'm going to have to, here's the number one Google search that Dave needs to do on you is putting your name in there and have to do with drumming. Do you show up at all with drumming? Were you like in local clubs and stuff like that?
Here's the thing. I don't like being analyzed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big person.
You're going to have to get used to that.
Yeah, I play. I don't like.
You're going to put yourself out there. They're going to analyze you.
I have a hard because my ENFP personality type. I don't do criticism very well, but so I'm not. I
just want you to know that I love criticism. It feeds my massive ego. I know we got all kinds of people in the background talking about Dave's massive ego. I just want to confess I do have a massive ego. I want you to criticize me because I'm highly narcissistic. And I feed off this negative information every day.
Please help me somehow. I gotta have it. Like right now, please. Something negative, man. Please, I don't know. You know. I gotta have it. Help me, somebody.
Yeah, I'll blow your mind with my website. I just know that.
You probably will.
With all my decodes.
And a few other minds also.
Because I've done this for so long that
I may actually become a convert. I'm resisting so far, but
I know
I may become a convert. We'll see.
You will. You will, Dave.
All right. I'll trust you for now.
And because it's not my interpretation, if I could send you 10 things of the same picture in a row, same idea, you just can't deny it. I'll be like, okay. And it is objective. It's not a subjective interpretation because it's just too, there's such a pattern to it that it just becomes obvious. It's an obvious thing. I don't know why God has chosen me and picked me to do all this. I don't know. But I sure can see it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Bella, I think that you should get some sleep now. You've been partying all day. And
I know.
This took place on a Monday because this is your father's birthday, huh?
Yeah, and we had a big, huge barbecue, and I had to cook everything.
You'd think he would have done it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you did it on a Monday. That's kind of unusual.
Yeah. Then we sang a lot of songs. I actually posted a song that we did, like, on my Facebook for fun.
Did you have a campfire?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we do all that. And then we had volleyball and all that.
Yeah, I want to talk to your sister, okay? So.
Yeah, she. At the end of the night after we sang a bunch of songs, and it was just me and her and Beth left, you know, sitting there. And I was like, and we were talking about, like, the fake everythings. And I was like, well, we should call Dave.
The fake everything.
Yeah. Everything's fake. Let's call Dave.
Everything's fake.
And I called you and you didn't answer.
You're
like,
not
oh.
here. I'm not here. Yeah. The actual conversation.
We don't exist.
No,
it
no,
is.
No, it's a machine. I just want to expose this right now. This entire podcast is manufactured by a machine. I'm not
We're
really
not real.
I'm not really...
We're not here.
No, here's the thing. I just want to let I never claimed to be real. Did you ever hear me claim to be real?
No.
In 4 or 5 years, did I ever claim to be real?
Never.
See that? Now, what does that tell you?
I know.
See that? It's all fake. You know it's true. You know it.
It's just an illusion, Dave.
It's for comedic purposes.
Mm-hmm.
For the simple-minded.
Yeah.
They think it's funny. All right, Bella, we're going to wrap it up because you need to get some rest.
Yeah.
Your liver needs to recover, Bella.
Yeah.
You know what happens when you sleep? You fast. That's when you wake up and you have breakfast, right? Well, actually, I don't, but you break the fast, and your liver needs to fast, like right now, for a number of hours.
Yeah.
Okay?
Exactly, yeah.
All right. Or you're going to be in trouble with your inner voice. Your inner voice is telling you what to do, and you better obey it. You need to get some sleep, Bella.
Okay.
All right? We're going to take care of you around here. You're a good
girl.
We love you.
I love you, too,
all right?
Dave.
Well, got some love going on, then.
Just love.
All right, Bella.
I can feel the love.
Oh, yeah. It's all fake, but not necessarily so.
No.
Because it's, yeah, I don't exist. You don't exist. It's all
I know. And love doesn't exist. I love you, though.
We just throw it out there for amusement purposes. All right. We're going to let you go now, okay?
Okay.
Take care. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.